You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up? All right, guess who's back? Bob fucking K. B to the L E. Bobby to the I motherfucking E. I'm back, motherfuckers.
Welcome back.
The dude is back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back once again. I don't know how to rap. I wish I knew. I'm bad with lyrics.
Yeah. Well, you're bad with rapping.
Well, I'm good with rapping.
You think?
Dude, I can rap the mic all night. Hit it out of the park till you lose your sight. The moon grabs it, throws it back down. Hits you in the fucking top of your crown. Yeah. Whips you in the mustache, kicks you in the teeth. All of a sudden, you can't eat beef. I'm Bobby K on the mic, rapping all goddamn night. Hitting it to the fucking hairy motherfucker that just came in the room.
Those were good lyrics, but the third word out of your mouth was pock in your shitty Boston accent, so I was out.
Dude, that's fucking uniqueness.
I was out.
I'm a unique rapper. That's like one of those Jewish rappers, a Hasidic rapper.
What's his name? What was his name? Mazel Tov? Modest Yahoo. Modest Yahoo.
Coming really in with the hip-hop knowledge.
Yeah, Shawnee P. Showing up late like a black person. With the hip-hop knowledge.
I am from the...
Chris DeStefano?
DeStefano.
Listen to me.
Yes?
I am fucking good with rap, my
You
friend.
Are.
Listen to me. I just laid it down, and it scared you.
It was honestly very good.
You were like, oh,
Yeah, I was like, you'll fizzle out. And then I was like, oh, I got the park joke lined up. Didn't do well. And then I had the park joke on deck. I thought that would get more. It got nothing. And then I was like, you actually did a pretty good job rapping.
There's something about people fucking with my Boston accent that I don't like to laugh at it. It bothers me.
Let me ask you this. Do you think as far as, like, I got an audition where I got to play a guy from Boston.
Right.
But do you think Boston, New York, Chicago, those accents all sound similar enough to America that a casting director would be like, I don't have to change my accent to be more Boston?
I get Boston a lot. I don't know why, my Queens accent.
Well, Bob, because Bobby's a Boston guy, like, you would know that I'm not from Boston.
Would I know you're not from Boston? Yes. Yeah. I know. Like, when I watch a movie like Black Mass, I know when somebody's not from Boston.
Right.
How's Liev Schreiber? Is he good? Did he have the accent?
Who's that?
The guy from Boston? No, the guy in
Which one?
Ray Donovan.
Here's what I'm not good at. This goes back to my point. I'm not good at stats. I'm not good at remembering lyrics. I don't do that. You know what I mean? I don't know how to. Oh, dude, fucking, what's her name? I'm always, what's the name? And even if I just saw the movie, And I could be a huge fan of yours.
Right.
I know the top tier people. That's
Chris Evans, Superman. Last time I was here, you knew
Chris Evans, Tom Hardy.
Captain America, I'm sorry.
Tom Hardy.
Okay, he's the Ray Donovan. He's Ray Donovan.
I like how earlier you said if you watch a movie, you know the actors aren't from Boston, the actors in the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty.
No, but you were like, I can tell if these guys are from Boston or not, but you know if they're from Boston or not.
Why do you sound so low?
I don't know. Am I not as loud as you guys?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Emotionally, I think you are.
I think present. No, like.
I think the gain's good on his mics.
I think.
Meepu's wearing a fucking turtleneck, by the way. For people that can't see, he's wearing a fucking shitty
that's
turtleneck.
That's actually mock.
What's it called? A mock turtleneck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was your point? Dude, first of all, who are you?
Hi, I'm Sean.
This is Sean Patton.
Dude, Sean Patton, great everybody. I heard nothing but good things. First time on the show.
Hilarious.
Thanks for coming down. Where are you from, first of all?
New Orleans.
No shit. I like you already.
I like Cajun shit.
You don't remember me.
Oh,
but
shit.
But you once busted my balls in Montreal. Yeah. You and fucking Rich Voss.
What did we do?
I was standing there with another comedian, Kyle Kinane.
Yeah.
And you and Voss decided, ball busting time. So you came over and just started. It was more Voss than you, just giving me shit. I was wearing glasses. Yeah. I had no beard. And you were like, look at this nerd Belushi. Look at this nerd Belushi.
Pretty funny line. And I was like, you're still getting laughs out of it.
Voss was like, hey, how long you been doing coffee? How long you been doing comedy, kid? Go get me coffee.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he gave me money to go get him coffee.
He did that to me a long time ago. He does it.
That's like a lot. That's like a trick he does.
Well,
that's,
he did it to me a month ago.
That's actually his thing, I guess.
But I did the thing, though.
How long you been coming? I've been doing 6 years. Yeah, coffee, black, two sugars.
Where's he from?
Voss? Jersey, I think, right? Or Philly? I don't know where Voss is from. Bobby doesn't care where he's from.
No, because I feel bad.
Bobby's mid burp.
Are you? That's Chrissy D.
Get it up.
That's
it
me.
Up.
I'm from fucking Brooklyn. Okay, hear it in my accent.
Come on, do it. Rap.
I got bits.
Freestyle.
Fucking freestyle. That's all I do, son. Hit you in the get your mom blown.
What? Like I'm in Tucson,
Arizona, 99 cents, bitch, in the can, iced tea, give me diarrhea, I'm a man, Deepu with the smug neck, fucking Punjabi.
This feels like you guys have been here. You guys have been here all night.
So, dude.
It feels like you guys have been here all night freestyling. That's how it fucking feels right now.
So, but are you still mad at me for that?
No, I got you pretty good. Because I got you, you were busting my balls. Now I did the, hey, man, what's that on your thing? And you looked down and bam, I got you with the zip up the nose.
See, old school.
That's Voss's bit, too.
But then Voss was like, oh, look at a kid. God, I was like, hey, thanks. And when he went for the hand, did the pullback. Yeah. And he's like, give me the coffee money back.
Yeah. So. Well, I figured Voss, now with Voss, all you have to do is laugh at him. If you laugh at his jokes, he loves you. That's what it is. You just come in and you laugh.
That's any comic.
Yeah. No, but Voss, you, to the 10th degree, if you laugh at him and you tell him he's great, he's like,
so Harrison's here.
Harrison,
what's happening?
Hi. Nice studio. This is awesome.
Oh, you haven't been here.
No, this is my first time.
No, you were here once before.
I haven't seen all the stuff moved in, all the
doodads. You were here when I wasn't here, right? Am I correct?
No, we taped it in the cell.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. All right, yeah. This is the new studio, and we have the old table.
This should be
front.
A new soundbite.
This is how my podcast looks, right?
So,
yeah. You guys, we all have desks.
This
right?
is it.
With our logos on them.
Yeah.
Hi, Harrison.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What is my name?
Sean Patton?
Okay, so making sure you knew where I was.
Sean, this isn't an LAAA meeting. No crosstalk, okay?
No crosstalk? All right. I am neither sober, nor do I live in Los Angeles anymore.
Oh, you're back in New York?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
All right.
Back to the good guys.
Yes, what we were talking about, what the fuck were you talking about? You brought up something before you brought up your resentment. You have.
I got done. That was how I got over my resentment. I won.
We're good.
No, you said you can tell when you see a movie if the person's not from Boston, but you know they're not from Boston because they're an actor, so you say in the character.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We can maybe test this.
You know
we?
What we're saying.
I don't actually remember what my point was.
I'm not saying they're not from Boston. I'm saying I can tell they're not Boston. They're not doing the point is they're not doing the accent correctly.
If I
can hear somebody,
right?
If I just fade into it where I forget they're doing an accent, it's a good accent. If every time, like, okay, Ray Donovan, he can do it. There's a couple other people
that
do
Ben Affleck?
But Ray Donovan's wife is fucking awful.
She's English.
Ray!
It's not
she's
authentic.
Irish. She's
it's a fucking whopper, Ray!
It's too
she's
crazy.
She's trying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She goes
too
much. Yeah.
It's almost like there was times in the first season of Sopranos with James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
His accent was not a New Jersey mob accent at all. And then somebody probably was like, you don't. And then his second season, he became more Jersey.
Yeah, he probably watched it and was like, shit, I'm laying it on a little heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I lived in Boston for 4 years, and there were some dudes who really had like comically insane Boston accents.
Oh, like his accent's real Boston.
Yeah.
Yours right now? It's
so
Boston.
Total real.
So Boston.
Real authentic Boston right now.
So Cambridge.
Parking cars.
I know guys that from like Charlestown. Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking cocksucker. I see you on the fucking net.
And that's their real life.
Yeah, it's bad. Like the guy, The fish. Remember the big fish thing?
Yeah.
The video, the viral video.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fucking monster, fucking right. dude.
I thought that was you doing a character.
I know. Everybody's right. like everybody what's said, it, what are Lanny? You, fucking Twitter?
The best is making those guys read The Raven. We made our friend read The Raven. There's more R's in that poem than any other poem. Just quote The Raven.
Yeah.
Nevermore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nevermore.
You know Jay Larson.
That's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I know.
It's
Jay.
Great. It's
yeah,
a
I know
bet.
Jay. Yeah,
Big I was on the road with Jay for like a year, and basically the Boston thing that would come out of him that I fucking loved yeah. is I saw that sorry like the R.
Oh, stop, guys! 1 second.
What?
1 second. What the fuck, dude?
Nope, was it not recording the whole time?
No, we got everything.
That'd be funny.
I just looked down, and it. What the fuck? What is this, guys? What's
I don't
going
know.
On?
It's the Enigma.
Come on, Pooh. Fucking figure it out.
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up. Wait a second, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't know what the fuck is.
I don't know what's going on.
Ah, your mother's cunt.
Mm.
There's that. There it is.
Mm. Mommy cunt.
Got it, guys.
That's his default mic check. It just says.
Hang on. All right. Shut the fuck up.
Your mom's cunt.
All right.
That's what he does. When he doesn't have a joke lined up, he makes believe that there's a glitch in the system so he can catch up.
Yeah, he's looking for the set list.
All right. Yeah, he's like, yeah,
just for the record, I didn't touch nothing, right?
No, you didn't do shit.
Yeah. I didn't do shit.
Chris is wearing the free shirt he got yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I love the shirt. It's fantastic.
Fred Love, it's a Brooklyn way.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is a good
shirt. Oh, that from that Brooklyn Brewery show?
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
My kid's got that.
Yeah, Brooklyn always, that's what it's known for, spreading love.
Spreading love.
Yeah, not murders.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird how Brooklyn
love is a really nice way to call HPV.
Yeah.
It's
give him that.
Yeah. No, all right. I mean, I liked it. He tried. All right. All here right. you go. Take it.
All right.
I'm sorry, dude. I was overruled. Right. I saw his face, and he was like, he was just verbal. So yeah. fucking whatever.
What is the rag? What is that?
That's the bomb bandana.
The bomb
bandana.
We'll all get it.
It winds up over here at the end, so don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
I usually try really hard at the end of the show to get some zingers out, and you guys just stare at me, and I literally slowly wrap knots in it, and there you go.
We are on your podcast, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That.
The king. King sits behind the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until his throne is dethroned.
I just can't fit on that side of the table.
I need the round side.
You got the iPad Pro just because it's your size.
I'm glad it's over there.
all right, I'll tie it up.
I just got back from Canada. We get some...
Where in Canada?
I did all of Canada.
The whole country?
I did the Just for Laughs tour, which used to go from St. John to Vancouver. All the way across. Now they split it, Toronto to Vancouver and everywhere in between.
Winnipeg is something
Red
else.
Red Deer,
too.
Calgary,
Quebec?
Siri. No, Quebec is they don't do that because that's Montreal and so they don't do that. But they just did half of it.
They don't
from
like the
Toronto
Quebecans.
Over, and I did all these. It's all 2,500 seaters, big theaters. Me. Cristela Alonso.
Mm-hmm. I like Cristela.
Cristela's great. And Graham Chittenden. Little cute dude. Adorable. Mm-hmm. I want one. And then and then Jerry D, who actually is a big star up in Canada. Has his own show called Mr. D. And he was a great guy. Very funny show, too. I love his fucking show. Reminded me of the show Psych on USA Network.
Yeah.
Really funny show. But I was up there for 3 weeks. And I ate my way through that fucking country.
Yeah.
Here's a problem when you. What is that?
I have no idea.
Here's a problem when you do. I didn't even know we had a phone up here. can you? Can we go?
Is that
fucking,
Gnome's bad phone?
I don't know. Can you go find out what it is though? Instead of standing there and go shut it off or answer it or something.
It's fucking Scopo.
The Scopo just. I don't know.
Scopo lost weight. Scopo looks good now.
Last
year when you had on weight, you looked like a Long Island mom. like those moms that like, you know, used to be in good shape and then had a few kids.
He actually, you know what he looked like? He looked like what's that thing you do in the Olympics?
Curling?
He looked like a Canadian woman's curl.
Like a woman's curl with his fucking
championship. Like the one at the end, though, that does the real quick.
Yeah, the real. Yeah.
That's hey, look at him curling hips.
Yeah, but now he looks good again. He looked good again.
Someone wanted to know.
Huh?
Someone wanted to know.
What'd they say?
I speak to Gnome.
Yeah, well, all right. That's weird. I didn't want you to answer it. I just want you to find out where it was. Why'd you answer it? I just need that on audio so in case Gnome goes, what the fuck? And I go.
And now there's no message. Now that person thinks there's a message being delivered to him.
I said, you have to call Comedy Cellar.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, dude, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you go on the road for a while and you know you're gone and you're like, I'm going to write, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to fucking eat right. This is my time. This next 3 weeks is my time away. I'm buckling down. I'm going to come back with a fucking pilot, children's book. I'm coming back 20 pounds lighter. It's got maybe hair. I might find hair.
Right.
Dude, second day.
And all you do is set a new record for how many times in a single day you can masturbate.
Yeah.
Like, seven? I did seven?
That's one thing I didn't do. I didn't jerk off a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because I got look at, I had that on my iPad Pro.
Oh, that's a boner killer.
I wanted to ask you about that because as a new dad, I was watching, following your thing through Instagram. Yeah. And I was like, it scared me to have the thought that I may have to go away for 3 weeks or a month in my career, and how could I go away from my daughter for that long? And I was thinking, like, how you cope with it.
It's the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Seriously. Like, I was like, shit.
Dude, it's the worst thing I've ever done in my fucking life.
Yeah.
I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't answer it. Fuck them.
Yeah, because when I saw your post back in New York, I went to see my family. I was like, I felt for you. I was like, I couldn't.
You know what I felt like? I felt like I was on a fucking, like the International Space Station, because everything was through this. It was just my head looking into the screen and them and da. And dude, towards the end,
your Russian children,
da.
Yes.
Oh, my dumb kid that can't speak yet. Da. Say that. Dude, he got so excited at the end when he answered the phone. My wife answered it, and she went, "You want to talk to Dot?" And he looked over, and he went, "Dot!" And he like almost lost it.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, how old?
He's 2.5.
God, I was hoping you would say 17.
Yeah.
I would have if I had a fucking funny bone in my body. what did you say? And help me out, you fucking bearded douche.
I'm fucking trying.
That was so funny. He goes, "I wish you were funny. I wish you said the funny thing so I could have laughed."
Yeah, dude,
it was terrible. There's no fucking way around it. You have to come up with the time limit that you can deal with. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks is too much for me.
Too much. You would never do that again.
There's a money factor in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
3 weeks, for what they paid me, 3 weeks was exactly at the point I'm the fuck out.
Right, right.
Two more days.
Yeah.
10 more thousand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a money factor that you have to, you're responsible for the family. So, you have to come up with whatever that number is in your head to say, I will leave my son or daughter, whatever, my family for this much time.
For three weeks, for
this much money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, that's it. Here's the thing about GFL. You don't have to worry about anything. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
So you fly the fuck in. And you go to the hotels, and there's, Suzanne and Tanya and all those people, Zoe, who take care of everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the one thing you don't have to worry about.
Right.
They take away the anxiety of the trip.
Right.
Really, all you have to do is the press, which Canadian press is a blast.
Yeah. Right.
You're never getting fucking bamboozled. It's not, hey, man, what do you think of fucking Dane Cook? And then they play his fucking song that he wrote. And, it's like, forward. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're trying to get you. They're just, hey, great to have you, eh? You know? And so it's easy. You wind up actually opening up a lot because it's so, they're so nice. You're like, and then when I was a kid, he hit me
the second time.
Oh, I hit you the second time. Time is that where your comedy comes from, eh? There's a lot of pain and funny, right? And you're like,
That was the Irish sector.
I was about to say, he's so turned Irish.
Dublin, fucking Canada.
First of all, I'm not good at. There was a lot of Irish people in Canada. Why? Why can't they be Irish Canadians? Is that what you're saying?
What are you for the second time? Oh, you're like maple syrup and whiskey. God, that would be the most unhealthy motherfucker you've ever met. Irish Canadian.
Yeah.
So, it was fucking crazy, dude.
Well, what you got to do when you go on those long tours is you got to go, instead of what you're doing, I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to drink till 5.
Yeah. I'm
going to hook up with a dude for some weird reason.
Oh, no, I fucked a dude.
Yeah.
I did do a dude.
Yeah. Okay.
I did three dudes.
But then you come back and you're like, oh, I got a book. 10, 25 new minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just think the other way.
The book's about fucking dudes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And the 25 minutes all about, about how I'm gay. Yeah. And then you become famous.
But it's new minutes.
Apparently, no, it's about how you're not gay. You're just
that's
lonely.
The only way a white guy can get famous anymore is if you just, I'm gay too. You have to be bisexual though. You have to be married and have a husband, like a boyfriend.
You have to have some, you can't just be 30 years old and white anymore if you want to make it. It's impossible. No, you have to have an angle and something, even if you make up. I'm thinking about making up parts of my story.
Yeah.
And then if I'll get crucified for it in 10 years, but by that time I'll be all right.
No, it's fuck like, you, money, and whatever.
Yeah, being a fucking comedian these days is like, it's like being a clothing article. You want, if you don't come off the racks and immediately sell, you just got to stick it out until you become hip in the fucking thrift store.
Until it comes back, right? Yeah,
the white male comic. That's what we're platform shoes.
We're flannel shirts.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a leather jacket with that big collar.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm an AC/DC t-shirt just hanging out there.
I'm the button down with the big, you know?
Yep.
What the what? What?
I don't know. I haven't figured out what I am. I came up with the analogy.
That was a flat
tire.
That was a flat tire. Give that back.
That's true. I'll take it for now because you're right. Because I said that Chris looked like a Long Island mom and it bombed. So
well, here's the deal.
It bombed.
You know, yeah, it was tough, dude. It was really tough, and it's really hard to go on the road because I don't drink and I don't do all that stuff.
Oh,
and food is my only thing.
Right.
You know, my only because I don't fuck hookers anymore. You know, which would have been great if I could have just fucking spent, you know, a couple $100 on getting, you know, a nice slide massage in Vancouver with some chick with hairy armpits.
Right.
But I didn't do any of that, so I just ate. I fucking ate and ate, and because there's amazing fucking restaurant. Yelp is the worst thing for fat people.
Right.
Because, I just Yelp fucking, pig fat. And just nine restaurants come up. And I'm just like,
Canada has
That's also your screen name on Yelp, right?
They have,
Canada's all about cheese and meat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Poutine.
A lot of fucking
poutine.
They got great restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I spent 4 days in Vancouver. I ate my way down the block.
Everyone tells me that's the most beautiful city in Canada.
It
I've
is.
Never been there.
Absolutely.
My favorite city. I would move there.
To Vancouver.
Vancouver? Yeah, yeah.
That's your favorite city in the world that you've been to?
No, New York is, of course. New York is number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just because it does everything. It has the city. It has the country, you know, 20 minutes away. It has the suburbs. It has the restaurants. It has the business I'm in.
Yeah.
But if I could move to another city, Vancouver would be one of them. Vancouver, it's like they took... I feel like they took San Francisco and New York and a little bit of Boston and just smashed it together.
And put it by the water.
Well, they film every TV show there now. Like every TV show, that's always the sub-city for
Toronto and Vancouver, they do a lot of movies up there, too.
And fucking Kiev or, like, Prague. It feels very Eastern European, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
but it's very Asian.
Yeah.
Very Asian because Japan's right there. You know, it's funny. You'll watch these movies that are supposed to be in New York City.
Right.
And if you're smart enough, you can see the mountains.
Yeah,
because Vancouver, there's mountains like right there. I'm talking fucking massive mountains. So you feel like you're in New York, and then you look down a block, and there's a huge mountain.
Yeah.
That's why I love it too. It's right.
I think those are the Rockies still.
The other Rockies,
continuation of the Rockies.
Mm. Yeah,
but they call them the Rockies.
Rockies. The Rockies, matey.
Now they're Scottish.
Wait, when you were in Vancouver, did you go? Did you pass a clean injection site? That is, in Canada, if you're a heroin addict, as long as you bring your own heroin, they have clean injection sites. They give you like a sterilized needle. You shoot up. They make sure you don't swallow your tongue.
This is what fucking bugs me about
Vancouver.
And then they give
you a sandwich.
And Canada in general, but mainly Vancouver, is that weed, you can smoke weed. You can do this clean injection shit.
Yeah.
You can't smoke a cigar within fucking 3 meters of a building.
Really?
So I was in Toronto. I bought a box of Frank Corrente's, which is a beautiful cigar company up in Toronto that, what's his name? Aaron Berg hooked me up with, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't smoke them anywhere. I had to smoke like a fucking crack addict in an alley.
You just go into those heroin things. They'd be thrilled that you're always doing cigars.
Yeah.
Fine.
It was crazy. It's like you can smoke weed, you can fucking smoke joints, but you can't smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
You smoke weed inside?
Huh?
You smoke weed inside?
They have like, in Toronto they do. They have these places you can go in and smoke,
If you're not
completely
doing
decriminalized in Canada.
Yeah.
So can you do weekends in Vancouver? Like, do they have a comedy club that would host the headliner?
The Comedy Mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome club.
And they have Yuck Yucks.
Oh,
but Comedy Mix is, I heard, better.
Way better.
Yeah.
It's the only club I've ever been to. It's in the basement of the hotel.
But it's like a club. But it's a club. But I've never had that experience where it's like, oh, between shows, I'm just going
to
shoot.
Laughs Boston is like that. You've done Laughs Boston? It's in the Westin Hotel, and you do the comedy club and then go up to your room.
The Cats Princeton's also in the hotel. You just
The comedy mix is really good, though. We stopped, I stopped by there. I think it was one of the nights we were there. The manager was great. The room layout is fucking great. Low ceilings. Beautiful stage. Yeah. The waitresses aren't in the fucking way.
Yeah.
The crowds are a little fucking... They yell shit out.
Yeah.
Always a woman.
Right.
But I had...
I don't know why. I don't know why it's always a chick that has to yell shit out.
Is it, is it following a bit where you're like, bitches is dumb. Now, Women can't fucking drive.
Yeah, but who does
that shit anymore?
Nobody.
Yeah, well,
name one comic. Nobody does. All that fucking shit's been beaten out of us.
Yeah.
We've fucking... We've, you know, women, we don't even do, what guy comic goes women
nobody.
Or anything?
You
haven't,
have you done the Orlando Improv recently?
They act like that?
No, but I get, I've had some features. I've had, I swear to God, I've had some features in the last year who are older than me who will do that. Oh, you can tell they'll wait till they can, they get some laughs.
Yeah, but they're
like,
old.
Why can't I say Mexican? And you're like,
yeah,
nobody
but,
said you couldn't
yeah,
say
that
Mexican.
Guy's, that guy's gone. That guy's gone. That guy's gone.
Yeah, they're all being
it's
phased
gone.
Out.
There's no, there's no more. That doesn't even fucking exist anymore. That's not real. You can't go on stage and go, what the fuck's up with you? You can't.
You can't do it. ISIS can do it. That's it. The ISIS. There was an ISIS comedy scene. They would be all over the women.
But, yeah, we're done, dude.
Yeah,
we can't do it. You can't. You can't. Not even like, you can't even bring up a joke like that, even if it's fucking a good joke.
Yeah.
Like that joke I did about Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, you know, the rally. She's like, say Black Lives Matter 11 times. And I heard a black guy go, 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all get,
Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking not even listening?
Yeah.
It's like, you're not even listening anymore.
No. Trigger
word. Just,
trigger,
yeah, it's just waiting for that fucking word to
as
go,
as soon as they hear the word, they shut down.
Well, think about the honeymooners, how the big, that's the 50s.
Yeah.
That
to
big
the
joke
moon.
Was, to the moon, Alice. You can't even say that sort of shit. You can't, girlfriend, I will punch you into your fucking... Yeah. To outer space.
All in the family.
Like, you
can't have all in the family anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were like racist. I mean, they would go.
They were straight up racist.
Do you remember the episode? Wait, stop, stop. You can say that.
What?
You can say that. You can do all that shit if you're a minority.
Right.
Right.
If you're a woman. You can do shit jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can, you can do fart jokes and shit jokes and.
Yeah.
But you, we, I, if I do them, I'm just fucking whatever.
You're racist.
You're asserting your white privilege.
We're on camera. Let's all blow each other. Now we're gay guys.
That's it. And then we'll, the next thing you know, I have a fucking script deal.
Seriously, if we all fucking just sucked each other's cocks right now and fucking
out.
And we were like, dude, we got a show.
You know how brave
it'd be? It's six guys, roommates. They're comics and they suck each other. They're all in love.
Fucking it's basically great. Just it's basically just the normal pilot we would normally write. Just we occasionally have to blow one
Deepu another. Deepu comes in with the smock. Turtleneck.
Yeah, but we make Harrison straight.
There's
the turnaround.
All right.
My girlfriend's coming over.
That's
Bob.
My catchphrase.
Harrison comes and goes, you guys are sucking dick again. Fucking.
No, that's my catchphrase. What are you doing? I just walk
you
out.
Got, no, you guys are queens.
Super guy.
So anyway, I felt like shit. When I came back, I was a... dude... every plane we got on, it slowly got harder and harder.
Yeah.
I was praying.
Did you put on weight for sure?
Dude, I put on weight. I got to stop. I actually called the nutritionist today. I'm done. I just can't do it. I tried for 2 years, the last 2 years, to get my shit together. Like, I've done it in the past. I've always just said, fuck it, and buckled down and just went into beast mode and went to the gym at night and didn't eat chicken and broccoli and oranges and... I can't do it anymore. I don't know if it's because I have the kid. I don't have the time. I can't be as selfish as I was, or I'm more depressed, or what the fuck it is.
You're saying you can't eat like shit anymore? Or are you saying you can't eat healthy?
I can't eat. I got to change everything. I got to change the way I eat.
Change
the I
got
to go to the gym. I got to change everything. Everything's going to switch the fuck over because I'm going to fucking fall. I'm just going to grab my chest on the show one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys will sit there and fucking keep going.
Yeah, I'll take over the mic. It's a good opportunity for
you.
You're
going to give you the bomb rag.
Huge ratings, by the way.
Yeah.
Guy dies
I would
on
step
camera.
In and be like, oh, these views are mine now. So just fuck, I'd sit on you to be up a little bit.
Do you use the bomb rag?
Yeah, I'd use the bomb rag. I'd be like, oh, it's a little switch of plans. And I'd do, you know, all my bits.
You know what, Chris Stefano?
Yeah. You know what, dude? I would do the whole thing.
And we'd have a little. Use the bomb rag to wipe the foam.
We'd do a quick memorial thing.
I was getting you on. on that one. He stepped right over it, but I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
I did.
Yeah, thank you. See, if you're going to be a good host when he dies,
you gotta listen.
It's about delegating the conversation.
I was in my opening mode still. I was still doing my monologue. I fucking introduced you. I didn't introduce you yet.
Okay.
Let me do that. I haven't even introduced you guys. Chris, real fast, go through the room.
Oh, it's Sean Patton to my right here. Chris DiStefano, and then Harrison Greenbaum, everybody.
Yeah. So, real quick, right behind me up here, we have the Boston Bruins, the Red Sox, the Patriots, and the Celtics.
What actually is a Bruin?
It's a bear.
Oh, shit. Ah.
What is that picture right behind those mugs? Who is that? Is that a lady?
That's Joe DeRosa's fucking sweetheart.
Oh.
The beautiful...
Heather Graves.
Heather Graves, yeah. Actually, who is... I just love her to death. She's a big fan of the show. She's donated a bunch, and she's always come to my shows live, and she listens to the show every week, and she loves all the comics on it.
Word.
She supports everybody that comes on the show. She sent these to us. Like I said, you can send these. We got the address, right? Mm-hmm. What's the address,
117 McDougal Street.
117 McDougal Street, and what's...
Care of the Comedy Cellar.
Care of the Comedy Cellar. What's the zip code?
I think it's 10021.
Is it?
I got to double check.
All right, on that. Well, you can send us stuff. All this stuff is from fans. Every single thing behind me almost is from fans. We got a bunch of room over here. We got a bunch of stuff, so we'll find room for it. So thank you, Heather, for sending that. And then we also got these right here.
Is that too veiny of a cock from a fan?
That's actually the Gomez dick.
That was Gomez.
That's the Gomez dick.
The dick gavel. You have to grab the dick in order to gavel, I guess.
Yeah.
Order in the court.
You have to. We got right here,
Travis. Travis Bundy, I believe. Right, sent these.
No relation to Ted.
No. Ooh, sent these graphic novels.
Nice,
Prince of Pieces.
That were. I'm gonna check out. I'm gonna read them. And
did he write them?
Yeah, I guess
children's vampire.
Yeah, he wrote them. So we're gonna. I appreciate you sending those in.
That's something I got into in my 30s.
Well, do you want to read one of these?
What?
And give us a review? Come back and give a review?
Yeah, I will. I'll gladly do that. Yeah.
So there. Well, I'll read one and you read one and we'll give a review. So thank you for sending those in. You guys are the best. And
it's 10012.
10012. Heather Graves is the best. That was for the new studio, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, guys, back to the show. See how I slipped that in? That's what host does, too. So if I do, you're going to know how to slip shit in. It's called segueing.
Segueing. Yeah. I got it.
Knowing the conversation, we move on. Here's the thing. You, Christopher, did Boston Comics Come Home, which I couldn't do, which I was fucking bummed about.
Yeah.
God, what a lineup. What was the lineup?
It was
Steve Wright.
Stephen Wright, Lanny Clark, Dennis Leary, Jimmy Fallon, Louis C.K., Ray Romano, Steve Sweeney, and me.
No Burr?
No Burr.
No, me and Burr and Burr Gavigan last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At the TD Garden, you know, basically the Boston Garden. So 15,000 people.
Love it.
How scary was that?
I went up first.
Is it? I got honest questions about this. Is it fun at all performing in front of that many people?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Going into it, and every time I would see someone do an arena, I would be like, oh, the intimacy that you lose, it probably is like you just do your jokes and move on, and it's not as fun. It's just for the money or whatever. Yeah. But when I was up there, at least at the Boston Garden, I don't know if Madison Square Garden or other arenas feel like this, but it felt like just a big comedy club. It still felt intimate because the closest person to you had their knees on the stage. Like it was, you were performing and you heard the laughs all around you, and there wasn't anybody behind you. They had the back section closed off and the whole audience was out in front of you, and gave you and the Jumbotron I tell you the truth, about 5 minutes into my set, I realized how relaxed I was, and I got nervous because I was like, am I not taking this as serious? But I was just fucking around, and you know, Kurt Schilling was there, and I was just like having a lot of fun, and it was, before I knew it, I mean, the 10 minutes were up.
Yeah.
And then I just got to watch everybody else. Yeah. And it was like, there's 15,000 people there, but you're not worried about you. It's like, of course I wanted them to laugh, but I was really like, oh, is CK laughing? Is Fallon laughing?
Yeah.
Is Romano laughing? Is Dennis Leary laughing?
Oh, dude, that's the worst, because they're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right there.
There's no green room.
They all just sit
on the side of the stage. There wasn't, nobody went back to their dressing room. Everybody just sat there as if they were watching in the back of the comedy club. So they heard every word you said.
They had me 1 year. Go out, close it after Tracy Morgan.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, are you guys fucking nuts?
Yeah.
Are you nuts? Are you crazy?
You probably crushed though.
Yeah, but it was last year I had a
Told me you crushed last year.
Last year I had something hit. It was just one of those things. But
at Boston Garden last year.
It is very intimate. Yeah. At the Garden. At the fucking Garden. It's really we did it at the other arena before. It was like 6,000 people. That was a little echoey, a little less intimate feeling. The Garden, for some reason, you're right. It's like you're doing a big set and all of a sudden you're just having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the largest I've ever. I opened for Mulaney in Toronto a couple years back, and it was just 1,200 seaters.
Yeah,
and that felt like I remember that feeling. Like this is great, but I feel like any bigger, I don't know.
But
I guess it's 1,500 too much. 15,000 perfect again.
15,000 people laughing is something. Is a real fucking wave of energy.
The beacon is 6,000. It's right in the middle, and it's great.
It was great. Yeah,
yeah,
the last bit I did, which is like my closer, and I felt it coming up. I was like, oh, wow. And the pop that it got, which was, you know, not as big as the other guys, like CK, I mean, it was killing from the beginning. But for me, I was like, holy shit, that just, I felt 15,000 people just laughed at that. And you feel the laughs. Like I think you feel it if it's silent a lot more, but you also feel the laughs a lot more. So it was one of those things I was like, wow, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you were nervous going in, but I knew you were going to kill it.
Well, because they were telling me that I was going to, they were fucking with me and they told me I was going to go last.
They did that to me.
But then when I got there, they were like, you're going to go first. And then they fucked me even more. They're like, Stephen Wright wants to go first, so he's going to go first, and you'll follow Stephen. And they're like, actually, Fallon wants to do a song with Leary, and then they'll bring you up. So they kept fucking me until like 30 seconds before, like, we're fucking with you. You're going up first. I was like, oh, my God.
It's the worst. They fucked with me, too, dude. But you get to the point where it's like, you know what? Put me up at the... I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Put me on while people are seating.
Yeah.
Because you have no choice. Because they did the same shit with me.
Yeah.
But I actually had to go up after Fallon and that song.
Right.
Last year.
Right.
That was right after they sang the song.
So.
Because here's the problem with that show. There's no safe spot on it.
Right.
When you see a lineup like the Oddball Festival, there's a couple safe spots on there.
Sure. Right.
Where you go up, you're like, oh, phew. Yeah. I'll go. Oh, thank you. I'll go right here.
Yeah,
that comics. There's no safe. Where Romano?
Yeah,
Fallon. Yeah. Wright. Wright hasn't done a show in how many?
Yeah.
Where is it? Yeah. Sweeney, local favorite.
He crushed.
Lenny Clark, who fucking killed. There's no safe spot. So even at the beginning, it's like, oh fuck, I gotta open it after Leary goes up and does 20 minutes, probably of riffing.
Yeah.
Just riffing on
and
whatever the
Boston
fuck it was.
Shit that was crushing.
And then sings a song.
Yeah, and then says, this next comic, he goes, my first comic, you might have seen him in Benders. He's from New York. Give him a Boston welcome.
New York, Chris Stefano.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was great. But it was great. But like,
How about 1 year he goes, I think it was it last year? He goes, 1 year he goes, this guy, that's it, guys. We're all done. I'm kidding. We got one more. That was a Tracy Morgan year. I'm like, what the fuck? I go, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still, I mean, it was
great.
They
love you. Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
And you know what was cool for me to see, like, those guys, like the Romanos and CKs and, you know, like, to see them, like, see someone. They were watching, like, CK was watching Ray Romano murder and, like, took his notebook out. And I was like, holy shit, like, that's like, they all, like, everybody, it doesn't matter how high of a level you get, you still, if the guy in front of you is killing, you feel like, shit, I got to dig deep and really fucking punch it out. But everybody.
Or you're stealing his jokes.
Yeah.
Be funny if Ray Romano, I mean.
That's on Louie next year.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom, she's an ass. Yeah. Well, you know what, it is good. I love when comics.
I was waiting for someone to do a Ray Romano, and I love that it was, my mom, she's an asshole.
I love it though when you watch these comics though, which I think we should do more of is watch each other. You know, you're on the road together.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he's over there, he's over there. It's like we should be watching each other's sets.
Yeah.
Helping each other out and be like, oh dude, here's a tag.
Yeah.
Or here's this or here's that. You know, that's why I love Stavros. Stavros comes on the road with me. Yeah. He'll fucking watch he's not gonna watch every show, but he'll watch. He'll be like, dude, I know you were working on that bit. That worked. You should try this. And I'm, that's fucking great. And I'll watch his set. You know what I mean? And it's just, as comics, we don't fucking, you know, you're so used to just going there and go up, go down. You know, me and Jerry D did that this week. We were watching each other's sets, helping each other out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a fucking great joke. You should try this and you should end it, do something like that.
Yeah.
When I was in Boston, that happened more. Like, it felt like more of a community. And then New York, I don't see it happening as much. I wonder if it's like a
New York,
geographical
New York
thing.
We're all trying to make it.
You see, I think that, that's you what see it that is. In L.A. a lot, but I think it's more of a, it's more like I just want credit on your career.
Right, right, right.
You know is it mean? Really?
Or when you get a sitcom, I want you to hire me.
Yeah.
Where were you, where were you living in L.A.?
Hollywood, man. The fucking shit.
Really? What club?
Well, that's the thing. You don't really form allegiances to clubs in L.A., I don't find. Because there's only four of them. So I would do the improv a lot, but I would mainly do all the independent rooms. Everybody geeks out over the store. I mean, it's fine. I think it's overrated. I just think there's more people there. There's better comics that go up there now. So you've got...
I've heard they really changed it up, though. They got rid of that fucking lunatic.
Yeah, they actually got
a regular, a real booker.
But then that'll just pave way for another lunatic. You know, because it's L.A. It's just
Stop. The guy who's booking it now is actually cool, I heard. How is that paving the way for another lunatic?
Until he becomes a lunatic.
You think the power and the fame crack him.
I think everybody in the guy who books the improv right now...
Yeah.
Jamie Flam is his name. Uh-huh. I'll give you his email. I'll give out his email address on the podcast. You can email him for a spot. No, he's a fucking great dude.
He's been a nice guy to me.
Should not be booking the improv, though, because that's not his mindset. He's you could see him crumbling under, like, the shit he has to deal with.
Right.
Because he's too good of a guy. He should be booking his own club or have his own spot. But, like, I don't feel it's really... Everybody in LA lives in a bubble. Everybody's doing their best 10 because of who might be in the audience. Everybody out there is sort of.
Yeah, but so.
I like it. It's fine. I don't dislike it. I just like it out here better.
You also have more stage time out here, period.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, it's just more of like a. The store's just become that. It's a store. You go, you know. You're
going to hang out, I think it looks like.
I got a text message from Serpico. He's watching. Yeah, he said, it's good to see Sawyer back on the YKWD podcast. you look just like Sawyer. Show him a picture. He's one of the guys at Apostle that we all work with.
I got it, too.
He's very funny. You look just like him. It's not a bad thing.
Good blue eyes. Blue eyes. Good.
You don't have blue
chin.
Eyes.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Really?
Yeah.
You're fucking handsome, Shawnee.
That's why if I shave the beard off, I get an onslaught of Artie Lang.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. I can't fucking shake it.
When I lived in L.A., it was a long time ago, though, but I didn't really see guys sitting around helping each other. I saw guys trying to fucking murder to be the next motherfucker.
Right.
I didn't see a lot of notebooks.
Were you living in LA?
I didn't see a lot of guys hanging out. I see a lot of people hanging out in the front of the club or in the upstairs to the club and yapping, but I didn't see people. I didn't really see people. I don't see it here that much.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm not around the younger guys, but I think it's cool when you go on the road with somebody that actually gives a fuck about stand-up because when you go on the road by yourself or when you bring somebody that's just there to do their time, it's like you're not being creative at all, you know? And
I started a writing group if you guys want to come.
What? What's a writing group?
No, actually,
it's where a bunch of guys get together and blow each other.
Yeah, come on.
That's
the name of the sitcom.
The writing group.
The writing group.
it's like the Dead Poets Society, except we blow each other.
The poster just says, the dicks are their pencils.
the Dead Poets are the sperm we spit out on the ground.
I
feel like that's a bomb act.
No.
I should.
You want it?
No.
You'll learn it.
Well, he's going to get it. I can feel it.
It's coming.
He's a volcano. And then Bobby's the king of he lets it sit there. So you fucking really, he turns
it. You really feel it.
Bobby twists the knife.
He's coming. I can feel like a volcano.
You're going to start sweating. You start putting the coffee. Get an iced coffee because the sweat builds up.
But no, for a while, at the Friars Club, we did have a thing where I would try to get, it was just open house. Any comedian wanted to come by, we would sit around and work on each other's jokes. We would throw out ideas and tags and stuff.
You know,
it was good.
You know what I felt like with L.A. and I didn't have much experience there, but I thought like when I did the Montreal the New Faces show a couple of years ago, there was like, you know, six comics from New York and six comics from L.A. and I felt the second Montreal show we did was kind of like a bar show. It was like, you know, you had to work and you had to abandon your set and go in and you had to move. And I feel like the New York comics were a lot better than the L.A. The L.A. comics were dying.
They stuck to their
in that bar show. Yeah, they didn't know how to. With the New York comics, you know, we do the Village Lantern and we have a lot of resistance. I'm sure LA has that, but I feel like the degree of resistance in New York is so much higher than
Swedish guy yelling.
You have to find ways to get around it.
Yeah, well, also you're not doing showcase sets all the fucking time.
No,
you're not doing this. You know, sometimes I feel like it sounds like somebody's reading their act.
Right,
right.
You know, when you work with them more than once, and that's the same fucking thing every fucking time.
Right.
I'm like, oh boy, there's no fucking magic happening in the moment. You're not in the moment. You're literally doing a play.
Yeah.
You're doing a play that was written.
Right. Well, we also have a lot of actors who are literally just doing comedy because they think that's the way in. So that's literally what they're doing.
I mean, that's a style of comedy, though, to just do what was written and that's it. So when you hear, you do that shit. Yeah. Some guys are gonna go fucking ugh. Your hair. Yeah. You'll be what? You have to go what?
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna go, I said you stink.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking, you know, or whatever. Or someone's gonna talk. So you do, you're right. The resistance you get and also the atmosphere that you're in. And the other comics are there too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to fucking be doing horse shit in front of a young or old at a club.
I think there's a lot of things. And I'm not the guy who's like, oh, New York comedians are better than L.A. comedians. I think it's you know, each person is an individual. It's but it's totally
The New York comedians that move to L.A. make L.A. No.
Yeah.
That's true. If you look at who's crushing it across the board in L.A., 8 out of 10 of them are New York or Chicago. Or, yeah, there's no born and bred L.A. community. There's like a few.
There's a few.
Well, here's L.A. Three. With L.A., you can get what I've noticed from the stand-up guys. You can get away. Yeah. You can get away with so much. Like there was a comedian. I'm not going to mention his name. I was at the Improv, and he was He was complaining that the guy before him did 5 minutes over the light. So now he was entitled to do 10 minutes over the light. And he was like, I don't give a fuck who's next. And I was the guy who was next. He was like, I don't give a fuck who's next. And kept going off. But he was playing. He was doing comedy on the piano. Ugh. So I was like, dude, in New York, somebody would have came and lit your fucking piano on fire and punched you in the stomach and dragged you off stage. Like, you were doing Eddie Vedder. Fucking from Pearl Jam piano bits. Like, you're garbage.
But right now, someone from LA would be like, well, why would I want to perform in a place like that?
Yeah.
Where you get punched in the stomach and set on fire.
Yeah, it's like, because real comedy.
I don't think it's New York comedy either. Yeah. I mean, look, what New York comic right now is great? What's a New York comic?
Who's from New York?
I knew everybody else is from somewhere else. Nobody's from.
But they're all from Boston. Like Boston probably produces the best, the most legends, right?
I mean,
if you think about it.
I mean, yeah. So it's not. I think it's more.
True. Amy Schumer is the New York comic.
I think
Schumer is awesome.
Schumer's from Long Island.
East Coast, West Coast type of thing. There is a different vibe.
Wait, Harrison, aren't you from here?
I'm from Long Island.
Yeah,
Harrison.
Great. You're really good.
Oh, thanks.
Well, here's a good.
I'll take it.
This happened in. This is the best example I can use. Like, I saw in L.A. Nick Kroll, who I fucking adore.
Fucking great. He's in New York,
I adore
guy, right?
Nick. Yeah, Kroll's the. But he was at a show and he was not on the lineup. And he's like, I don't want to go on. I'm tired. But they were like, please.
Yeah.
So he went on and was like, before going on, he was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say. And he gets on stage and he's just sort of like fucking around because he's beat, and the audience is losing their minds.
Because it's original.
But it's more of like because that's Nick Kroll.
Right.
And you could tell even he was like, you're laughing at that? Yeah. And then I came back here that week and went to Whiplash, which is one of my favorite shows.
Sure, show's great.
And CK was on, and I also adore CK, and he was clearly trying out new shit, and he fucking ate it.
Right.
And like, there you go. There's the difference.
Yeah, eating it here is not a bad thing.
Well, I mean,
no.
it's
bombing, just level. Bombing here is actually a good, people are like, you took a fucking hot one.
Yeah,
growing.
It's a good thing.
You grow.
You learn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love that he chimed up on bombing.
Yeah.
well, he was a resident expert.
The positives of bombing because it's such a big part of his life.
Hang on.
Let's defer all these to Deepu and
but that's
Chris
what I'm saying.
Bombing.
Like,
go.
Don't know about bombing.
Kroll's a genius. CK's a genius. But both. But like, given in LA versus you know what I'm saying? Like in LA, they're like, but he's Nick Kroll. You laugh at him.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's like that's Louis C.K. But
I mean, this funny. There's
ready.
Funny guys in L.A. There's funny guys.
There's tons.
Well,
of funny
the
people.
L.A. thing.
And funny girls. I have to say that.
I got.
I don't want to get fucking blogged about.
Well, you meant the royal guys,
right?
As in all of us.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that what I mean?
All of us.
And
yes.
The, like last.
Thank you for being smarter than me.
Last year, I remember, I went to an audition.
Yes.
I forgot what I was auditioning for.
Benders?
In Los Angeles,
but it was definitely you know dye sales.
Yeah, it was fucking.
Or
yeah,
a fucking guy.
It was about meatballs. And I went to the audition. And
we don't have gabagol.
Hey,
the
D&D nerds! I got 20-sided meatballs. You can eat it when you're done.
Yeah, the show is called fucking garlic bread.
This guy,
the name of the show.
This guy flew down and fucking flipped the car. He's an asshole.
The fucking guy. My line was nice haircut.
He turned green. Fuck you. What are you, envious?
Fucking scumbag. That was the name of it. But
you
I
can
remember,
do it.
It was last November. I remember, and it was. I went to the audition, and the L.A. casting person opens the door. Didn't know who I was. You know, it was like Chris Stephanopoulos. I was like, okay, it's me.
Can we please,
Stefano?
Can you write that down? Can that be the show name?
Chris
Stephanopoulos. Yeah.
Chris, yes, step on your fucking throat, Alopoulos. And
that should be your new stage name, Stephanopoulos.
And he and she, I went to go shake her hand just because that's a normal thing to do as a human being. And she goes like this, literally was like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't shake hands here. And I just snapped a little bit. I said, lady, I live in New York. I said, the New York City Marathon just ran right past my house with 25,000 people. And I high-fived about 95% of them and bit my nails right after. I was like, so I just washed my hands. The fact that you don't want to shake my hand, you can go fuck yourself. And I walked out. Which was the dumbest thing I could have done.
In the world,
the absolute dumbest thing. But I just snapped, and I was like, I hate you fucking people who don't treat me like a human being because you didn't know who I was. Because if I was Tom Hanks, you would have shaken my hand.
Listen,
well,
can I say something?
You wouldn't be in the audition if you were Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but
listen, if Harry Mandel was a famous, he wouldn't have fucking, he would shake hands.
Right.
Okay? It is what it is.
Right.
You're a fucking idiot, dude.
I learned my lesson now, and I would never do that again. But in the moment, I got upset because I was just like, it's so like bitch to me, you know, that I flipped out.
I
apologized, and it was
it's courtesy,
fine.
Though. It's
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
I think everybody's behind you. That happened to me in L.A., too. Big audition. Went nervous. I'm nervous. I went to shake the guy's hand.
Right.
He went, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he didn't even give me an explanation.
Yeah.
Which I don't shake hands. I would have took that. He's and looked away. And then I was fucked from that moment on because you put me on tilt.
Yeah.
You put me on tilt. Now I'm like, what the fuck? So how am I gonna read this line?
Yeah.
You know, I'm done. So I just went blah blah. I literally read it like this. So and it was going there. Yep, bye. Okay, see ya.
Yeah.
And I just walked the fuck out because I knew I wasn't getting the part because of his attitude towards me.
Right.
I was some guy coming in. If he's not going to shake my hand in my brain, how am I going to get the part?
Yeah.
How the fuck are they going to even consider me if they don't even want to touch me or be not even that? Hey, I don't shake hands because I'm sick.
Yeah.
Or lie to me just so my self-esteem can be okay. Let me don't fucking crush my self-esteem and expect me to go in and do something that I need my self-esteem for.
Yeah. I had a show in development that didn't go, a scripted show, so there was a casting department that, you know, we needed to work with, and my first question to the guy was like, do you shake hands with the people that come in? And he said yes, and I was like, you're fine, let's take them.
Look, I don't
because it's big for me.
I don't mind the shaking the hand thing. I get it.
Right.
Some people skivots it. And I've driven. If you're ever in traffic, you look over the guy next to you, you're like, oh, I'm not. Well, imagine I shake that guy's hand. He's just in his nose for 20 minutes.
Especially if you're casting people, 100 people.
And here's the thing. People get sick all the time. I get it. But there's a way to do it. And putting your hands up like you're disgusting.
It's gross.
To go, hey, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or just shake that guy's hand and then Purell after.
Then you don't care.
Right.
Then you don't give a shit.
Just do the Friedlander.
Yeah, do the pound. Oh, the pound I don't mind. The pound I don't mind. Just acknowledge me as a human
just
being.
Pound
I don't mind the pound.
The pound
and maybe that was
development.
My fault. Don't go with an open hand. Go with a pound and just assume. But at least make contact with me and don't
especially
treat me like I'm
big
nothing.
Fucking Italian.
Yeah, my fucking meat.
I tell you what. If Chris ever makes it, we're all fucked.
Why?
If he's not even famous and he's telling people to go fuck themselves. Imagine if he had a fucking hit show.
Yeah.
He'd be I said fucking lemons. I'm not gonna eat any fucking oysters with no lemons.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
I come in, turn these cameras off.
I wear a 36-32. I'm not putting anything else on.
Fuck you.
Hey, where's my Avapui cream? I need it for my hair.
For my hair.
Paul Mitchell's my buddy. Yeah. Oh my god.
Nah,
dude, you're
gonna be lost it. I know. No, yeah. No, no, but that's just
it's
what
nice
that.
Hearing about auditions in Montreal, all these things.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, well, let me tell you something.
One of these days
auditions are terrible.
I went away for 3 weeks, okay? Yeah. I went away. I'm doing theaters, huge theaters for JFL, big company. Love it. I'm headlining the shows. I'm going up at the end, finally, which is what I wanted to do.
Right.
You know, because you go in, you go up at the middle, or you go on wherever the fuck you go. And you know, to be able to go up at the end, just personally, it made me feel good that I could pull it off. Just that I could do it.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's not like because that would suck if a weekend they had to switch it up.
Right.
You know, Christella's going to go last.
Yeah.
You're going to go, you know what I mean? Then I could pull. It was great. So, but still, I'm watching all the shit going on back at home, and I'm like, it's moving without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This business doesn't give a fuck that I had to go to Canada for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Shit. People are getting things.
Right.
Shows are things are happening in this whole fucking big wall of lava is slowly making its way to the ocean.
Yes.
And I'm not on it right now. I'm out. Right. And then I come back.
I
and
think
I'm
you like, want to be on lava, though. doesn't that seem like the worst place to be is
can
on
you,
lava?
Can you hand him that?
Yeah.
I know, I'm going to take
really?
It.
No, no, that's like, from that the was boss. Pretty good.
Hang on one second. Yeah. I'm going to take it because my analogy stinks.
Okay.
I should actually give it to all of you because you didn't call me out.
Just lay
analogy.
It out.
My lava analogy.
I didn't think you were done. I was like, clearly he's going somewhere.
Yeah,
like you know.
I was like, "Oh, that's it."
A fucking Samoan giving a fucking lava analogy. Yeah.
Like, oh, you've been in Canada too long, buddy.
but yeah, dude, it's so you say you don't you know you don't get all this stuff. Yeah, you'd love to get it, and you'll get it. But by the time you'll get it, it's gonna be whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah, and also the power has been being slowly taken away from them as well. Like this, what we're doing right now, case in point, podcasting.
Right. Doing your own shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you had to wait to get on radio back in the day. You had to wait for a radio station to like you.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to wake up at 5 in the morning and go in all the time.
Right.
To actually do it. Now we can just come up to this fucking studio.
And being a New York or L.A. comic, I mean, your life can change overnight. I mean, there's a comedian now who's got a show in development with NBC who nobody even heard of last year. And
who
now he's got a show in development. Vlad Camano, who's fucking hilarious and deserves everything he's got because that kid has been grinding it out and is fucking funny and one of the guys
who's
got to
be a minority, right?
He's Dominican. Kid, but
Dominican.
No,
stop. What is that?
He's Dominican.
He's this Puerto Rican guy?
He's Dominican kid, Vlad, but funny, been grinding out for 10 years, hilarious, and last year, many people hadn't heard of him. Then he gets the comics knew him, of course, we knew him and respected him.
I think it's great.
But then new faces, he kills it in Montreal, and now he's got a development deal.
It's a put pilot.
And he's got a fucking chance, like a real chance, where if he was doing comedy in Iowa, he wouldn't have had that chance, but he's grinding out in New York, and
I talked to Serpico about this, too.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous chance, though.
Yeah,
because if you don't make it as you, then you're done.
Right,
right,
right. Yeah,
I mean, the chance that could happen.
Yeah,
or it might, you know, not happen. You know, it might take a while to get back up on the horse.
Right.
I mean, you come out as you. This is my show. Here we are. And then fucking wah wah, and it gets canceled.
Right.
That, how many times does that happen to a bunch of people?
Of course.
Yeah. That it's like boom, 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 and they just prop you the fuck up there with the lights. And then if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they fucking just dump you.
But I think you got to take the risk of if you get dumped to rebuild yourself and come back up.
But here's the thing. If you don't have the ability to headline, if you don't have the ability to go out and and take the reins of it falling apart and then take the reins of that and go on the road and do an hour and get a special and go and create from that, then you're kind of fucked. If you're a middler... And what are you going to go headline? You're not. You're going to fucking fail.
Right.
Because you're going to go do a tour. They're going to give you a tour, and you're going to fucking suck.
Right.
But we've seen that, right? Yeah. There's plenty of comics who suck.
I mean, I'm not saying that this is going to happen to this guy.
Vladimir is great.
You always
Vladimir's
hope that,
great.
You know what I mean, the show fucking hits and is
He's
massive.
He's a dude who's earned it over
and
years
we all
and
get
years.
Cast in it.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up. I hope he listens and fucking writes a part for me. I'm available now.
Meatballs. I got some meatballs.
Just fucking, I hate it. Can I get that donut? You got donuts?
Well, Benders is a great show. Bendis is going to Netflix.
Yes,
and
Netflix.
It's going, and it's actually going to Canada.
In Canada.
Which I think...
Which it should. It's a hockey show.
Yeah, what's Bender's? What's
Bender, it's a hockey show
that
doing
he's on
IFC.
IFC.
Me and Andrew Schultz were
Bender,
on
by the way, also and a British term for gay person.
Yes, it is. Or yeah, British term, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which could be the name of our writing room show.
Yeah. Bender's 2.
Bender's.
Bender's.
You'd be the same character you were on Bender's, except you're sucking dick.
Yes. Yes. Give me your fucking balls.
Put those balls.
I'm scoring goals and sucking dick. Bender's 2 on AMC.
Fucking slap shot right into some guy's asshole.
On the CBC.
Let me put my Zamboni in your asshole.
Yeah, fucking bull.
Hey, you ever see Jizz
no
in the Beard?
No penalties for being in the crease.
Hat trick. Three dicks one day.
Yeah.
So so yeah,
we're
it's gonna
I
be
like my dicks like I like my pucks black.
Mm-hmm.
I
no?
think that's I think
really?
That's how you really
frozen?
Feel frozen. Actually do we have a fucking gross pan down?
They're a towel. They're just a towel. A full on towel.
I get over Harrison though. He actually tries a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he swings, man.
Goes
you
for
swing
it.
I take those
that's
swings.
That's good though, man. Cause one day you're gonna fucking hit it out of the park.
I can't stand the side profile you get of me on this. That right there.
You don't
I
like
am
that?
A dude, here's the thing. See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
I've created like a muscle, jowl muscle,
right,
from chewing.
Yeah. It's like, shit.
That's like, I gotta
stop.
It's
very toned.
If NBC does a live King and I, you're in.
I'm fucking done. I gotta, it's done. I gotta stop. I'm like,
dude, because the handsomeness is in you, dude. You're fucking vintage picked. You're one of those
is this
guys.
Bender's 2?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the opening scene of Bender's 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, the fucking
the handsomeness
the
is
vintage
in you.
No, like, you know, like your kid's gonna grow up and be like, holy shit, my dad was fucking, like, my dad was always just a blob of shit.
Right.
But like some people's dads, you're like, holy shit, like, man, look at how fucking handsome and fucking jacked up my dad was.
I thought, yeah, he's gonna go, what happened?
What'd you say?
I thought he would say, I thought you were like, your kid's gonna grow up and go, my dad's such a blob of shit. Wow.
No. Say my dad. No, but it's fucking, you got it in you, dude. Because some people are just, they're fucking train wrecks from day one.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. Well, I'm done, dude. I gotta fucking get it back. It's just, I thought I could do it. I can't do it by myself.
Well, don't look at
like
it like
drugs and alcohol, like anything.
Yeah.
I can't do it by myself. I just can't. I gotta fucking get help.
It's okay though.
Yeah,
I know. But it's I've always done it. You know what I mean? I've always just said fuck. That's why it's so funny, dude. Just go to the gym. Is that it? Is
no.
that all? Oh, is that what I do? I know what the fuck to do. You know.
Yeah. It's just a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
You have to changing your lifestyle is one of the hardest things to do because it's routine.
This is when it's sad when people you've helped. Like on No Sugar, No Grains.
Yeah.
When you've helped those people like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you look at their Facebook and they're like, yeah, No Sugar, No Grains, 80 pounds down, and they look great.
Yeah.
And that was supposed, that could, I, that like, I was getting skinnier before them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they went after me and now they're there. And I could have been there. That's the thing with writing.
Yeah.
That's the thing with jokes. That's the thing with weight.
Yeah.
It's like when you look 8 months down the road, you could have been there. If you just started it, I could have been there. You know what I mean? And
but don't worry. Just make those little changes. Who we mentioned before. Look at Jim Norton. Look at how much he's physically changed because his lifestyle changed, but he did it in increments that now has become a total life change. If you fuck up and you eat a meatball Parmesan hero tonight, don't kill yourself for it. Just wake up tomorrow and eat oatmeal.
Hey, don't tell me that.
Okay?
Because then you just gave me the fucking...
Yeah,
I can't hear that.
Now you want to eat a meatball Parmesan.
Tomorrow,
well, because I got fucking Cutie Patootie Chris telling me, don't kill yourself if you... And you actually were real detailed.
Yeah.
Meatball Palm Hero.
I knew exactly what you liked. Meatball Palm Hero with a fucking side of mozzarella stick. And an Oreo milkshake. Wash it down. Don't do that.
Here's the problem with you, Chris. You or me.
I'm going to be disgusting.
Dude, you better be careful, dude.
Yeah.
I hope you don't go on a Bender's fucking overeating.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you
since
were big,
I got the news yesterday.
You were big
fucking,
for a little bit.
Yeah, no,
you
I'm still, I'm not bit, great. Yeah. I'm not great. I got to drop about 30. I'm a letdown. I got the letdown body. Like, my girl, when she first met me, she's like, you're going to be ripped. And then I just had flabby nipples. And that's just, I'm a letdown. I've been in two auditions where I've done, I think, good enough for them to say, can you take your shirt off? Just so we, and it's, they've been quickly put it back on.
How's this? I'm so fat right now, they want my shirt off.
Right.
Like everything I get, I don't know why people love fat guys with their shirts off, but even the guy Jerry D, he has a show up in Canada.
Right.
He's like, dude, I want to get you a scene or something in my show. You know, will you take your shirt off?
Yeah.
Immediately, Marin, I took my shirt off.
Will you do it? You don't mind doing it?
I've taken it off on it. Louis, I took it off. I got naked on Louis, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Put a little towel on.
See,
my
but
fucking pay you is barely hanging out.
Yeah. See, with me, it sucks when they ask me to take my shirt off, and then they're not. They don't see what they want.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'd rather be me.
Yeah,
because
they know what they're getting.
Like it's like you look good with clothes on.
Yeah, and then it's bad.
But you get naked and you're fucked up too.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. And exactly what you said.
Harrison, you are fucked up too.
If I take my shirt off.
Yeah,
it's not,
it off then.
I don't give a shit.
I have a goddamn gorgeous body.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Good. I'm and fucking. Show it off.
Dude, hang on.
Fucking right, dude. Gorgeous.
Yeah, take it off. Go ahead.
Take it off.
This is the show, guys.
Take it off. Take it off in the right.
This is Bender's 3 right now.
Let's see.
Can we have some music, please?
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, what's wrong with your belly button, dude?
Are you sucking it in right now?
Yeah, don't suck it in. Stand up. Stand up.
I have a similar belly button.
Can you stand up?
Let me see. Dude, you're fucking good, man. You're tight. Look at that. He's tight.
Go over here a little bit.
He's good.
Over here. Over this way a little bit. Over this way.
A little more.
Have fun. We just want to see if you take
just
your shirt
bend
off.
Over.
Take your pants, dude. Take your pants off.
No,
take
you
your pants
good,
off, dude.
This is the weird part here.
Yeah, what's up with that? You have like a
my
fucking.
My doctor fucked up when I came out.
Like, what were they doing?
With my mom.
It looks like a gorilla belly button.
It's like in and out simultaneously.
Really?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was weird until a girl told me it was weird. I thought I had a regular belly button. And then she's like, you have a weird belly button. And then I started to notice it.
I pushed in my belly button the other day, went all the way to the back. I felt it in the tip of my dick.
Holy shit. Probably the same nerve endings.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You're supposed to be able to tuck it in times of duress.
Yeah.
You can tuck the head of your dick into your belly button.
You better do that,
like a fucking ostrich.
Yeah,
you know. Dude, first of all, how is my dick gonna get to my belly button? How's my dick gonna get to my belly button?
Well, it's like I said, times of duress when you probably.
Dude, there's no duress.
Well, no, this situation physically.
Yeah, it's not happening.
How many push-ups can you do?
75. Oh,
ain't me.
One sitting
in a row.
Yeah,
I mean now. I mean, I used to be able to crank out like 100.
100 in a row?
In a row.
Wow.
Not anymore. Now I would say if I'd be lucky to get to 50.
Yeah, you get in a fight with Chris, you're going to have to hit him with a shovel.
I think I can do it.
Take out his knees.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to fucking go do it. I would never want to do this with you. And as soon as he turned away, I'd fucking crack him right with a shovel.
Yeah, just right out. Yeah, and then I'd be out.
Yeah, just be out. And then I'd drag you. I'd have to drag you to a field.
Yeah.
And tie you up.
You
got to
never find the body with Chris. I don't want his dad fucking.
You can find it, but you'd be like, listen, you fucking. And I'd have to tell you. Don't fucking tell me. I won't. And I have to knock you out again.
Because the thing is with me, my lower half is so heavy. Like I'm so I have the strength where if I get, I can push. But you got it. Yeah, if I get in the back of the head, I'm out.
If I get lower than somebody, I'm taking them out. Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah,
you're lower than them. Oh, are you gonna suck their dick until they pass out? No, I'm just taking them out. I'm fucking strong. From here.
Fucking strong. Look at that.
Those thunder thighs. You're the same as me.
Yeah, I got them.
I'm like that too, dude. I got quads. I got fucking. I fucking rip. Yeah. I'll rip 50 push-ups right now, dude.
Yeah, you can do 50.
I guarantee you won't do 50.
Not 50. 50 is a lie.
I'll give you fucking $50. You do 50 push-ups.
Dollar push-up.
In a row. $50 if I do 50
I'm talking
push-ups.
I'm fucking
in a row,
real push-ups.
But Bobby's got. Yeah, you
in
got
a
it.
Row.
Let's go.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I don't like his fucking Canadian confidence. You know what I mean? Canadians are different.
No, he's not Canadian.
He's from New Orleans.
You're looking at the...
Okay, go ahead. No, you do it. No, you're talking about Toronto. I thought you were from... Oh, no. Yeah. I asked you at the beginning. I don't listen. Listen, that's another thing about hosting.
Let me host it.
Yeah, don't listen. All right, listen. We're gonna take a break real quick. Before we go, we're going to go to the chat room and see what these people are doing. You listening live. You got any questions you want to ask anybody in the room? You want to say anything, whatever. I know you're going to try to be funny. Just try to make it real funny.
Sorry.
We'll read it. We're doing two of them a show, I think. This is the first one. Next one's coming at the end. Hang in there. Maybe in between. So, good. What do you got, Depot?
JoJo Soft asks, any specific bits that just don't work on the West Coast?
Stuff about...
If you have a fucking,
every LA company has traffic and every New York has the subway shit. So the subway stuff doesn't communicate as well.
I think it's more... I know that LA Comics would probably be like disagree, but this is my opinion. I think that other than geographical bits that work in New York would work in LA, but bits that work in LA won't necessarily work in New York. I think because the audience is a little bit more... comedy snobbish here, and they'll sniff out that it's an easy premise here more than they would in LA, where they would be like, oh, that's okay, we accept that.
And LA tends to be more act outy, like on the whole. There's a lot more act outs.
I haven't been to LA in a while, so I really don't know, but.
You could really suffer with an act out here. Like, you can go into a 2 minute act out.
There's nothing worse.
Stages here are fucking the 2x2s. So you can't really doing a fucking act out here.
See, I don't like that act outs get such a tough rap because I do a lot of act outs.
I do act outs as well.
I love act outs.
But no, when an act out replaces a punchline, that's the problem. You're using it in service of a punchline.
If the punchline is the act out, though, if you like weave them together.
Then it's good.
First of all, I hate the word act out.
Exactly.
I just don't like act out. It bugs me when I hear it. But yeah, I think act outs are fine. I do them. The worst thing is when act out, when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And to be lying on the floor screaming in an act out and then you're done and you have to get up and the quietness of the crowd.
Yeah. It's slow to get up.
That's how I open. I like to open that way. Yeah. Screaming on the floor.
Sean
like
takes
a child.
Big risks. I like fucking Sean.
Well, I will thank you. I will say in LA you can get away more with just sort of verbalizing a popular opinion in place of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like out here people will be like, you don't think black people should be treated that way? Congratulations. Now for the comedy, please.
Right.
Well, that happens in hipster rooms, I think, here, too.
Yeah.
You think?
I was doing a show and they were applauding my premises because they knew they were going in a direction that they approved of.
But I feel like even
I hate fucking applause, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I understand, you know, when you get them to the point with it, you're telling me that you approve of the joke that you're just fucking laugh.
Right.
That's something. I get it. I get what the applause break is, but to me, I just want them to laugh the whole time I'm up there. I like seeing people buckled over, wiping their fucking eyes, taking their glasses off. Yeah. I like that shit. When they're applauding, I get it, but there's an actual formula to get an applause break.
Right.
I mean, you can set. Mm. You do this, do this, do this, then do that.
Then the troops,
and then wait. No, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's a formula to it. You can. I actually did it one night. I was like, okay, watch this. I'm gonna get an applause break instead of laughs. And I went up, boom, boom, boom. And there's a certain pause you have to take, and a certain thing you have, and then they
just tell them you just had a kid. I do that all the time when audiences are weird. I'm like, well, I just had my first kid. Just
That's the difference from an applause break.
Yeah, I just got married. Oh, no, I mean,
an applause break is when they get to the point where they laugh.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, that's
and then
that's
they
different.
Can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they, like this. Ha ha ha! Isn't enough. They have to.
Wait,
bring
that's
their
a
hands
good applause.
That's
I like
a
that.
Good. That's a good one.
I like the laugh and the applause.
Okay, yeah, the laugh into the applause is the real applause break,
not the applause break.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Applause break. Fuck off.
No, the laugh into the applause.
Laugh into the applause. Is what you could definitely get that. Yeah.
Right.
But I still just like laughs.
Right.
Just
of course.
Don't tell me you. I know I fucking approve.
Yeah.
I don't need you to fucking tell me that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It just also feels like because New York comics have more stage time, it's a faster rhythm. They go through they get through more punchlines faster.
Yeah.
And LA just feels a little flabbier.
I will say a thing a lot of that does, like, when you see it outside of context, though, a thing a lot of guys out here will do that I'm like, just don't do that.
What?
Is do the first joke, and then it doesn't get anything, and then just immediately be like, oh, what, a tight room? Oh, what? You guys don't like,
The worst.
Well, that's just arrogance on the comedian.
Let go of that,
I hate when they do that, they do it on the road, too. Are you guys here to see Robert? Like, because they're there to see me, they don't get your type of fun.
Yeah, they are to see Robert.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Someone in the audience go, I'm here to see Bobby. Who the fuck's Robert?
But they don't. It's dummy. They're here to laugh.
Yeah.
They're not laughing because you weren't funny, you fuck. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
And don't blame them. It's you.
It's also annoying because it means they're not going to learn the lesson of that bomb. Like, in their head, that joke was fine. It was the audience's fault. So they're never going to fix that or correct that joke.
But here's the thing. I was away, and I actually had the thought that I was like, I think LA is kind of taken over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I really think LA clubs and socially at least, I look on the internet and there's a lot of fun, crazy shit going on in LA.
But
than there is here.
But I also
I
don't think more, but there's LA is comedy, the clubs and the comics. You look at the Comedy Store, they're having a fucking blast every night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in three different rooms, right?
But
I think LA is. I think they're kind of catching up.
But don't you feel like
it's cyclical. It's just, a lot of people went there right now, and so here's a little more open. You're right about that, but I like that about being here. Because what you got in LA is a bunch of amazing comedians and a bunch of shit comedians and nothing really in between.
Right.
Whereas here you got a spectrum.
Right.
Here you got, like, pretty good, good, great, awesome.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah.
Amazing. You got the spectrum. Yeah. Whereas out there, it's like they're either fucking Matt Bronger, Kinane,
right.
Silverman, you know, or you'll never hear of them.
Right.
You know? Oh, well, also guys like, you know, the younger guys there who are also great, but they're great as well.
There's also a lot more industry out in L.A.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like New York, though, this is the first time in years. I mean, you can make a full career out of New York. Like, you can become who you are without ever having to go to L.A. if you don't want to.
No, I did it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, a lot you make of people. A whole, well, I don't think you could do, could you not, you probably couldn't do this 15 years ago.
I chose.
Out of just New York.
Yeah, well, everybody was like, you gotta go there, you gotta go here. I'm like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for guys like, I mean, seriously, you know, Serpico and.
Hell yeah.
And those guys. Absolutely. And a bunch of other guys that are actually doing stuff here.
New York.
So now you can stay here. Dude, I am so happy that I get to fucking create here.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, going to LA is fine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me anymore. Yeah. But
you don't have to.
No. I love that. I love that. Go to the chat room. What do we got?
E. Lewis says, Bobby's handsomeness is hidden deep within, like Nolan Ryan's pitching ability.
Wow, you fucking ruined it. That was a good one.
Sorry about that.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Nolan Ryan pitched seven no-hitters. Nolan Ryan
is 47 years old.
Nolan Ryan's the Chris Helmsworth of fucking pitching.
I think he's talking about Nolan Ryan's pitching ability right now.
Can you say Nolan? Can you with the L? Are you saying Nolan?
Yeah. Asians can't say the L.
Nolan.
You're not Asian.
Nolan Ryan.
You're Indian.
Okay, I got it. Nolan Ryan.
Southeast Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
When I'm nervous, I can't say the letter L.
What do you think he's saying?
Why are you nervous? You've been on the show for 2 years.
Also, technically, India is part of Asia.
Yeah, but
nah, that's bullshit.
Right, Chris?
Yeah. Boom.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
They don't got the squealy guys. They don't got the guys like that. I think this guy's being sarcastic.
Yeah, he's smart as shit, deep.
No, I'm talking about the guy who wrote the thing.
Yeah, sarcasm doesn't read.
Yeah, it doesn't read.
Give me another. Let's not end on that one. What else you got?
On the topic of Harrison showing his belly, Fred Grass says, I've never seen a man with a wife and kid try to get more men naked on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's our new show, Benders, too.
Benders, too. The English version.
Are you in or you're out?
I got a wife and kid. Yeah. You got the wife and kid. That's why they want to see some more flesh.
Yeah, dude, I'm done. I haven't got a fucking box in a long time.
Yeah.
If I get to see this little twink take his shirt off, I'll just stop cock blocking.
Yeah, you fucking bastard.
No, he really is right. I am a queen.
You want to see Sean work out?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah, you want to see.
What'd you touch me?
We have no more chat.
Oh, all right. Well, fucking say that. Don't give me.
I was trying to give a hand.
I don't
signal.
Want signals.
Never. Because
like, I don't do signals on a radio show. Because then I'm not smart enough to figure this. I just said queen.
You thought it was the bit, right? You thought
I don't know if you're doing the bit. You
fucking PC like police.
Dropping an album.
Yeah. Deepu, look at me. Don't. No more fucking hand gestures.
All right.
Oh, I want fucking tortellini
Alfredo. I did a show
Alfredo
where instead of lighting the comics,
I had a tortellini Alfredo sauce.
Which meant 0 minutes left.
What's that?
Grated cheese.
I was doing a show. It was the Outdoor Central Park show. And they had the lady, instead of lighting the comics, she went like this a bunch of times. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm doing... Guess I'm doing great. But this was her saying like 0 minutes left.
Oh,
Chris
wow.
Day's a fucking idiot. You're literally whispering the fucking tortellinis in my ear.
We've been talking about fettuccine Alfredo over here.
Yeah. It's all. First of all, you're cross-talking. Cream, we don't do that here. Second of all, I don't need you fucking whispering love nothings in my ear. All right?
But how good would a little fettuccine Alfredo
be? Shut up, both of you. All right? I'm trying to go on a diet.
Fuck.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to do around a half hour more of this show. We're going to take a quick piss break because I have to pee like a motherfucker. And we got a couple reads. So stay tuned. Everybody live right now. Stay in the box. We got a bunch of people in there. We got some people. All right, go.
Stay in the box.
Go. Stay in the box. You're in the box. What's in the box?
Yay.
All right. We'll be back in 2 seconds. Hey, what's up? Robert Kelly here. It's craziness, man. Facing tough decisions, right? What do? You sleep on it, my friend. What if that decision is to get rid of your old lumpy mattress that's ruining your life and you get yourself a Casper mattress, which is what I did, and literally sleep on it? That's what I did. I got a Casper mattress. They send it to your house. It's amazing. It's won awards. What mattress wins awards?
Casper's mattresses. That's the only one I could think of.
Well, there's other ones, but
it's also cool because they ship it in like a little tiny box and then it like expands out.
Do they sell it at Sleepy's? If they do, I'm in.
They don't sell it at Sleepy's. That's the whole point.
This is the best part about it.
Oh, fuck Sleepy's.
They don't sell it at Sleepy's. These guys engineered a supportive comfort guaranteed that to give you the just a great night's sleep. This is okay.
Did you say comfort?
Comfort.
Comfort with an N.
Comfort. I said come from my Boston accent.
You fucking cream donut.
God it's, damn.
Don't swear in the ad, dude.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No swearing in the ad.
I apologize.
Your reading of the ad is like a mattress.
putting me to sleep. Look,
hey, listen. What's your name again?
I'll go get everybody coffee. I'll beat you to it. I'll go get everybody coffee.
Look, it's been nearly 18 months since these guys totally upturned the mattress industry. And now they're planning to do the same thing to bedding, the bedding category, which is their newly launched sheets and pillows. Ooh. Which is just as important. And I look at, man, I'm on the road all the time, and the bed you sleep on makes a difference. I mean, I there's nothing better than going in and sleeping on a great bed. My bed at home is a Casper mattress, and now they have sheets and beddings, which is great. Their pillowcases, this is unbelievable. Their new Dulayer pillow contains nearly a billion microfibers engineered to adapt to your movement and keep you supported and cool through the night. I hate a hot pillow. It's comfortable, and then halfway through, your head's hot and your ears sweating.
Yeah. What are you, a human then, that you hate a hot pillow? That's everybody in life hates
hot pillows.
You're
right. You're goddamn right.
Ben Franklin owned multiple beds, so he could go from bed to bed throughout the night.
Are you serious?
Cold to cold.
Check this out, Chris.
Yes?
And
you forgot his name. No.
Sean.
Bobby Sean. Shouldn't have given it to him.
No.
Just saving him.
Yeah. You check it.
Yes.
It's like a Pavlovian.
Buddy, check this out.
What?
You could try Casper Mattress. In your own home.
Really?
For 100 nights.
That's it?
Whoa.
Risk-free.
How?
In fact.
What if I got head lice?
You can try the sheets and the pillow for 100 nights, too.
Now, there's no, you're just making that up. There's
no way.
Yeah,
there's
no way, bud. Sheets and then
here's the best part. This is really cool.
Tell me what.
If you don't get the best night's sleep you've ever had, they'll pick up the mattress and refund you everything.
Whoa.
That's insane,
I can't believe that. Now
I'm
you're so lying.
I'm excited now. I'm excited to get a hold of one of these.
Seriously, though, a guy needs a bed.
Yeah.
You probably have some. What, do you live in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have some crappy little apartment?
Yeah. Sure.
$600 a month?
No beds.
I got six roommates?
I sleep on the previous tenant who died.
Yeah.
I sleep on, you know.
What is it, you and the Dan St. Germain kid?
So you probably got a crappy bed that you just, whatever, right?
Crappy bed, yeah.
Because you're not into, you go now, you can get a bed.
For 100 nights.
For 100 nights, sheets and pillow.
100
nights. And if it's not comfortable, you get to return it.
Okay, because I was about to say, that's a risk.
100 nights?
But a risk I'm willing to take.
Hell yeah.
Make every hour of sleep amazing. Get a Casper mattress right now. Mm. Put Casper to the test, fellas. I challenge you to do this, all three of you guys.
Casper, baby, the friendly
time,
ghost.
I know. Every time you say that, I think of the dude from Kids, movie Kids.
Oh, you think? I think friendly ghost, and then I think of Christina Ricci, and I'm like, got your friendly ghost right here.
You know what I think of? I think of a great night's sleep when I think of Casper.
There you go.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know why? Check this out. You go right now for 100 nights. In your own home with free shipping and return. Go to Casper. This is the greatest part it does. It comes in a small little box. They vacuum seal this mattress. So when you get it, you're like, what's this? Open it up. It's a king-size mattress.
Holy,
it's fucking weird.
It's like you're an astronaut.
No swearing for the read.
At the end, you can swear.
Okay.
And the call to action, you can
notes,
swear.
Chris.
Well, call to action. Okay.
All right, with free shipping and returns, go to Casper.com and use code DUDE, DUDE, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code word DUDE, for $50. And that's actually pretty big because the mattresses aren't that expensive. A king size mattress is under $1,000, which is nuts. Okay, Casper.com, code word DUDE, $50 towards your purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions may apply.
All right. Let me ask you guys something.
Please ask us.
You ever heard of a little thing called DraftKings?
Yeah, of course I have.
Anybody have? Really?
I love DraftKings.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I love it.
There's still plenty of football to be played this season if you guys are football fans.
Sure.
Really?
But it already feels like the playoffs. You know why?
Why?
Because DraftKings.com, where millionaires are being crowned all season long, is having some type of thing that they're doing. And what they're doing is you play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. That's the beauty of one-week fantasy at DraftKings. You challenge your friends in a custom league, or you join an existing one to play for your share of not thousands, but millions of dollars in prizes being paid out each week. That's every week. You got a chance to win $1 million.
And then I know a guy who won, actually, which is even $1 million, but I know a guy who won $1,500 for a $20 bet. Wow. $20 bet, $1,500.
$1,500.
How great is that? And I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Harrison's got more to say about it.
There's so much money up for grabs that every game
he wants
is
to grab
the big
it.
Game, and yeah. every play matters.
Right.
You could renew your old rivalries. You
really?
Create
this is the voice of
new
Grafton's.
Rivalries.
Right. This is the voice of tennis.
You could play head-to-head.
Yeah, give
me, he's been sharpening that one all day.
Give that to Sean.
Who's been holding that in?
I want you to come back during the summer.
When Wimbledon. Wimbledon's got yeah.
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 I mean, it's seriously, though. I mean, you should hurry to DraftKings.com now and mm-hmm. turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. You know?
Yeah.
Don't fuck around here.
Yeah.
Use
hey,
promo.
Hey, he's in the call to action.
He's in the call to action.
Okay,
he's in the call
to
action.
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 You know?
All right.
yeah. I'm in the call to action, right?
Yeah.
So use the fucking promo fucking code.
Oh, well, no. There's only two.
Use the promo
What's
code.
What's the promo code?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Like Kelly.
Much like Bobby Kelly.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. K-E-L-L-Y.
That's
interesting.
And you can play for free with your first deposit in yeah. Sundays. That's the Sundays.
Uh-huh.
$1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Kelly for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
All right.
Yeah. Ron Patton. He said, take that to Canada, bitch.
that was my really first. Is a Canadian, though. He threw it and then he picked it up.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to litter, you know?
I love how you guys said, I'm from the dirty south.
No, you're not. Nah, you're from Canada. From I'm telling everybody you're from
T-Dog. You and
T-Dog.
John Arquette right. are from New Orleans.
That'll make me unique because I'm a foreigner now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of
New Orleans comedians. You, Norman. Who else? Sam Morrell?
Neil Constantine?
No, it's you and him and Norman. That's about it.
No, there's somebody
Neil
else.
Neil Constantine? Right?
No, not Neil. Don't fucking put that guy from my city.
Neil Stastny.
I love Stastny. Yeah, Stastny.
Sorry, I got the wrong Neil.
New Orleans has got a legit comedy scene now.
No,
everywhere in the country's got a legit comedy scene. I want to say that, too, that about L.A. There are a ton of, like, amazing up-and-coming comedians out there, but they should all move here. because, like, out there, it's like... I feel like everybody does become, like, it's all about a personality to develop. Yeah. Whereas here, people are about, like, no, this is the craft.
Yeah.
This is the craft. I want to do this.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that people get away with a lot more horseshit out there? Like, comics are less confrontational out there? Well, I mean, I don't know how it is now. Because, again, like, I look and
everybody's
I see.
Everybody's very friendly out there.
I look at these.
It's fake friendly.
Well, they're,
I look at these clubs out there, and it seems like they're... to me, so, you know, like it is getting pretty New York-y, I would say. Like what we do here, hanging out at the Cellar or at the Stand or, you know, at Caroline's or, you know, whatever. And you know, we do a lot of cool shit together. It seems like there's a lot of, like, that stuff going on, too.
Yeah, there's a lot.
No,
like,
but they hang out at the store a lot because there's nothing really going on. Like, young comics go out there.
There are a lot of guys.
I follow them on Twitter.
But there
I know.
There is a whole, that's the thing, though. There is a whole world out there outside of the... of the Cellar. I mean,
but,
of the store. But like if you look at the lineup of the Meltdown every week.
Okay.
And it's a crusher.
Right.
Everyone on that show is always great. And sometimes it's like, I've never heard of that person. And they are great.
It's a crusher, yeah.
You know? And you got the Alan Strickland Williams. He's awesome. Megan Keister. She's great. You know, Dave Ross. You got all these... You've got a crew.
I like
of,
Dave.
Yeah. You've got a crew. It, of
does
like
L.A. dictate
Byron Bowers, who's like he's been doing it for years, but he's awesome. He's just under.
Does L.A. dictate what the industry is looking for in comedy?
I think it dictates what the industry's trying to sell.
Why is your mic so fucking shitty?
I'm sorry, man. I'm just naturally.
Yeah, talking.
My voice is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think L.A. dictates what the industry's trying to sell. But I don't think it dictates what the public always necessarily wants.
Is New York, we're out here just trying to do stand-up, and I think we're accountable because if you're kind of doing horse shit here, people are going to be like, dude, what the fuck is he doing? He stinks or she stinks. And I mean, you get it. I think there's certain stuff here, maybe because it's such smaller clubs and there's such high talent going on, that if you go up with that garbage, it's not going to fly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you also, like, here, you can also, you look at a guy like Big J, like, he's fucking master crowd work, and then he just turned that into a TV show.
Right.
And did you do it? I did it.
I did not do it, no.
Oh, I did not do it.
But either. It was like.
Did not do it.
I did not do, I'm not invited to, and.
This me is neither.
I never get.
It's a new TV show.
Well,
I never even got a fucking phone call.
I get nothing.
I never got a phone call.
No festivals. No
I didn't even
TV.
Get. They did Patrice O'Neal's fucking documentary. I didn't even get a fucking phone call.
Really?
Me. Oh,
that you should have gotten. Yeah.
Yeah, did you
crazy.
Know Patrice? I'm playing. Now, did you know Patrice?
He does his act now.
I mean, it's then you see the people that's in the documentary. Oh, you. Yeah. Oh, I get it. You're just doing famous people. You're just trying to get, just trying to get the most dude. Famous motherfuckers.
But there's something.
Which is fine. Go ahead. Okay.
You know what's fucking creepy, dude? There's this movie called, I think it's called Scout's Honor now. It was a terrible movie. It was Patton Oswalt, Rob Riggle, and Johnny Knoxville, and Patrice were in it, which you think would be an amazing fucking film, but it just wasn't a good movie.
Yeah.
But it came out a couple of months after Patrice died.
Yeah.
And his opening line in the film. Because the scout, it's about scouts. One of them had told a young scout that his dad has died, which was played by Patrice. His opening line in the movie is like, "Who told my kids I'm dead? I'm not dead." That's his opening line in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 months after he died. And I went to a screening. It was like, Jesus, maybe cut that or change it a little bit. But he was, that's the thing. That movie was terrible, but he was fucking brilliant.
Okay. How does that fucking even segue into me not being in the documentary?
Well, because that's what I was about to say.
How does it even? I don't give a fuck. No. Good for the movie. I'm not in my fucking, one of my best friends of all time in this business.
Are you going to do his benefit show in January?
No, I wasn't even asked.
Well, that was my segue because in that movie,
now,
he talked about his best friend, Rich Voss, who he really wanted.
It's fine. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's...
Who did people, the documentary?
Some people are fucking invited to the party, and some people have to go make their own fucking party.
And those parties generally tend to be better.
Yeah, you know? This is a better party.
Look, man, I'm telling you, it's like, you know, all right, you know, I mean, I'm glad I'm surrounded with the people that I'm surrounded with because... They're the people that make their own party, but it's like it's fucking hilarious to me. Yeah. It's like that. Oh, I remember that. I remember those guys at the Patrice's barbecue. Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah,
what they meet him twice,
right?
And it's like, oh yeah, get him. That's good.
Yeah, cool.
That's fuck. All right, cool. Fuck you. You know, I'm look. Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm friends with his mom. You know what I mean? I love Patrice, and you know his memory. You can't take that.
No.
You know, you can't take my friendship away. All right, but it's kind of weird, man. You know, I didn't do the benefit last year because I felt that I did it 2 years in a row, and I was like, Patrice had other friends that, and like the comics come home, let other people do it. I said, hey, man, but please invite me, please don't you know, I didn't even get, you know, hey, you want to come down to the show?
Nothing.
Which would have been we got a. You know, want to come?
Yeah.
Just be backstage with the family or?
Yeah.
It's weird, man. It's weird when, and it's weird the people that rewrite history.
Yeah.
You know, people rewrite history, you know, and it's like, all right, I guess, you know, that guy is more friends with him than I was.
Right.
I guess. All right, cool. All right. You know, it's sad. It hurts, but. You know, it fucking hurts because of, you know, being Patrice's friend wasn't fucking easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was hard. It was hard, man. You know, because he wasn't a bullshitter. I wasn't a bullshitter. We, you know, we had fights and we argued and, you know, talked all the time. I mean, gee, man, I remember I invited him to my house with his girlfriend once. His, not the one now, you know, the other one who's from England. He showed up late. Showed up late. My wife cooked all day. Showed up late. And then this chick had to be like 9 feet tall. English broad. Black chick with freckles. And he goes, I got a spot. I'll be right back. Left her with us. We didn't even know her. she's like, your house is lovely. Lovely. She kept saying, lovely.
Lovely.
Me and my wife were like, what the fuck is going on? And he comes back late.
Yeah.
And then fucking the chicken's all dried out. All fucked up. My wife, she made a hollandaise sauce. Took her a long time. He asked for hot sauce and ketchup. You know,
chicken's all dry. It sounds like the end of that that The chicken tastes like wood. That what's that fucking song?
What?
Hip hop.
The
extend version's all about showing up to a dinner party and the chicken's all dried out.
Wow. Hey, where's the bandana? Okay, I did that over to him, please.
I told you.
I told you too that I know.
Sorry to cut you off, but they're saying that there's a buzz right now since that thing clicked. So,
what clicked?
Well, there's that sound. There's a thing in the room that's making a sound.
It's the AC right now.
Click the AC off, please.
Okay. Do we want to keep streaming, or do you want to shut down?
Yeah, keep it streaming. Let's do it right now. There you go.
Okay, boom. I think that should fix it.
All right, AC off. Thank you guys in the room.
Let us know in chat if it works.
So anyways, like I said, that's part of the world just keeps going without you.
Right.
You know, while you're away for a couple weeks, a few weeks in Canada, you come back and, your best friend's documentary about his life. You know, they're doing it. You know, it's not even that. It's just the courtesy of.
Did you ever think that they couldn't reach you in Canada? Maybe.
No, dude. Come on, son. Yeah.
How many Patrice documentaries? Like, is it just some random dude, or is this like the legit one?
I don't know. It's. I don't know what legit means, dude. I just know that I'm looking at the lineup of people.
Right.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
maybe he'll do many where it's like sort of friends. Then pretty good friends and then best friends.
I don't know. It's weird.
You know?
It's a fucking weird
thing. It's awkward when they reach out to Geraldo before they reach out to you.
They, he's dead.
I know. That's the joke.
No, I was explaining it to them because they didn't get it.
Sorry. I got it.
Oh, you just didn't laugh. I'm sorry.
I wanted to.
That guy hosted my new faces.
Wow.
Geraldo, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
That was terrifying.
What an amazing comic, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyways.
I saw Patrice. He was in the hospital Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with him on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was the nicest he's ever been to me. He kept me going in comedy for like 2 years on that speech.
He was supposed to do my podcast that week. I remember he did Jay Moore's, and I was like, what the fuck? He goes, I told you I'd do it, dummy. I told you I'd do it, and you never called me, and I didn't call him back. I was supposed to call him, I didn't call him back that week. I got caught up with some horse shit. You know, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, sad that I fucking never got to talk to him, you know what I mean? And he, I would listen to that fucking every day, you know?
I only had one interaction with him when I started, I was like 2 years in when he passed, and he told me, he goes, all he ever said to me was, I was hanging out at the Olive Tree, and he goes, what's your last name's DiStefano? He was like, you never be as funny as Mike, so just quit. That's what he told me. And then he walked away. But he was kind of smiling, so I knew he was joking, probably meant it. But that's the only time he ever said.
My story, he was actually... I almost wish I had him saying something mean because it's funnier. Yeah. But I did the strip thing. There was like a contest, so you would audition for late night at the strip. Mm-hmm. And they turned into a whole contest. And Soder and I were on the same thing, the same round. And I didn't pass through, even though it seemed like I was going to.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks went by, and I was opening for Paul Mooney. So I was it was the 12:30 show at Caroline. So I'd been with Mooney for like 2 years at this point. Huh. And Patrice was the 8:30, and he would do the two earlier ones. And then for two nights in a row, he stuck around and watched me do 45 minutes because I would go on for 45 until Paul got there, and then Patrice would like disappear. He watched me do 45 minutes, watch 5 minutes of Paul, and then got out of there. Mm-hmm. And then the second night, he watched me do the same, a full set again, and then came backstage and was like, hey, were you the guy in that strip thing? Because he was one of the judges. I was like, yeah. And he was like, you're fucking better than that shit. He's like, you're seasoned. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be great. And I'd find out that later, there was a reason I wasn't getting past at the strip that was unrelated to comedy.
I don't like this story was about Patrice, but it was really about him.
It was about how good I am.
Yeah, it really
was. About how talented I am.
I was sitting
away
for this
comedian.
Fucking epithet. He was like, you're seasoned, and then there was other things.
No, but I was really in a bad place, and that really got me. I was like, okay.
Sure. Here's the story. Ready? Yeah. I'm going to help you with the story so
please
you don't
do.
Piss off veteran comedians. Patrice saw me one night. He saw me do 45 minutes. And he was like, "Dude, you're really good. You should be at the strip. Fuck that place. You're better than it." And it made me feel good. It really, because I was in a bad place, and his compliment really made me feel awesome.
Yeah,
cut out all the other. And he does 5 minutes before. I don't need all that shit.
Yeah.
Too detailed. Longer story.
I did a. You remember comics?
Yeah.
I did a St. Patrick's Day show there that he was headlining.
Yeah,
his last name was O'Neill.
Yeah.
And I went up right before him. And that club, I missed that fucking club.
Yeah.
The way it was set up, It was beautiful. But if you remember, when you leave, when you go backstage, and there's a hallway, and then you go to the green room, and he was up next, but he wasn't even standing up. He was just kind of sitting on that couch, and you could watch the show on the TV, if you remember. And when I walked, and all I know is when I, every single other person who'd gone up, when they came backstage, he fucking took them down based on their set somehow.
Yeah.
And I was like, here we go. Let me get, it's time for my thing. And as I came backstage, he just gave me like a,
yeah,
like a nod.
Yeah.
And I walked into the bathroom and was like, whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
God, he didn't rip me.
I somehow, he let me live.
Yeah.
And then he went out there and annihilated this one dude. Like, the best crowd worker I've ever seen. Like, the best, yeah. Like.
He was good.
When he honed in on someone, it was like, you're
he's
done.
The guy, the reason why I moved back to L.A. Because he stayed at my house when I was in a Showtime competition. He was literally sleeping on a mattress, a blow-up mattress I had on the floor. And I remember I was cooking chicken, and he was like, Bobby, you need to get the fuck out of here. And I was like, what? He goes, you need to move the fuck out of L.A. and go back to New York, you fat motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? He goes, this is the best barbecue chicken I've ever had in my life. He goes, you became a chef, you chubby bitch. You're a good cook.
Yeah.
He goes, you're not a comic. I haven't seen you in the club once. And I moved 2 months later. I was like, the fuck out, because it resonated. It was like,
good point.
He could get to the truth, right to it. No fat, right to it, and funny.
Yeah.
And make you actually think about something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he also made me feel like, you know, he always makes you feel like a shitty comic after he goes on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was always like, ugh, fuck. Go up and have a great set. And then he'd go up and just be somewhere else in the galaxy.
Yeah.
And you could see the crowd was, you know, that crowd just became smarter somehow. It was fucking awful. He used to make me feel like shit all the time. So still does. Listen to that fucking smell. You know, whatever, dude. Ah,
yeah.
Sad shit. It's weird, man. It's weird the way, you know, the business fucking works. This fucking shit works. You know, you get these highs, and you're on top of the world. You've had them.
Highs?
You'll be there someday. You'll have a high. But you know, and then all of a sudden, it's just gone. It's just ripped.
It's the roller coaster.
It rips fucking right out from underneath you,
like lava.
Yeah. I fucking stink. That's a good name right there. Like lava, baby.
Like lava.
All right, let's wrap this fucker up. Let's go to the chat room real quick.
All right.
K Vazi asks, is YKWD doing another Christmas show this year?
Oh.
What's yeah, I'm thinking
a
of
Christmas
tradition? I'm thinking of doing a live YKWD Yankee swap.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So,
that'd be
cool. Yeah, we're fans.
Call them a Yankee swap and not a Secret Santa?
Here we do. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's interesting.
Is there also like a white elephant thing? Where did
what are you calling me?
I'm a Jew. I know nothing about any of these things.
No, it's just we do a Yankee swap every year on the show.
That's different than a Secret Santa because you can trade with people.
Yeah, we trade it.
Basically, whoever gets the number one pick gets the best because he can choose whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, so all the presents are laid out. Oh.
Yeah, so I picked the...
That's interesting.
1 year I got the Dick Cano bottle opener.
Oh.
Which everybody wanted.
Everybody wanted the Dick Cano opener.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking great gift. Just a nice cock. Open up a fucking...
That was last year, too. Someone gave those...
The Star Trek
ones, yeah.
Yeah,
those
I won those.
Badass.
You got those, yeah.
I got
those
for Max.
I brought 2 pounds of coffee and no one wanted it.
Yeah, because we can...
Who's really good coffee?
Yeah, but...
No one. I know, it's a boring gift.
Yeah, well, that's like bringing fucking, you know, a roast.
I brought a sandwich last year.
Everybody wanted that.
Yeah, that was a good sandwich.
Who bought the sandwich?
You gave it to Adrian.
Oh, yeah, I gave it to Adrian. That was a fucking good sandwich.
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
It's a by my place.
It was Italian, right?
Roast beef, American cheese, tomato, a little mozzarella on it.
Oh, now you're ruining mozzarella, Bobby's like, diet right now. You're ruining it right there.
The way you said mozzarella just made me horny. Fuck.
That mozzarella is so good.
Piece of shit.
Ooh. Let's go. What do we got in the chat?
On the subject of Giannis hosting last week, Rock Sex says Giannis laughs at himself more than Seth Rogen does.
No, he's just real Italian.
Yeah, no, he's Greek.
He's Greek.
I canceled last minute last week like a piece of garbage.
Why'd you cancel?
I had some. Was my kid right?
My kid was sick.
Yeah.
No, I had to stay do the side.
Let's not use
to,
the word canceled, shall we?
No, I had to do something with the show, with the thing that I'm doing. So
okay, good.
Stay late.
Are you doing another show?
Another thing, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I involved?
Late. You could be. If it goes.
Let's go, dude.
Dude, if it goes, you're 100% will be in. Everybody will be network? In.
Not everybody. Let's get
I just say I can be involved, and that's how it is.
Yeah, you can be involved.
Hey, I want in.
I can get coffee.
Is your show coming back? Esquire with the beer show? That show was great.
What was it?
Show was fucking great.
Yeah, what was it? Show.
The best bars in America.
Oh, it was great.
It was a fucking...
I watch it on planes all the time.
Fun show to film, too.
What was that on?
No, it was not fun.
Esquire.
What channel is that?
Esquire, I don't know. It depends on where you are in the country.
It was great. So it's no fun?
It was torture.
You drink beer.
You go from bar to bar.
Let me. Here's a joke that sums up exactly how working reality TV is.
Better be good. Right. None reality, of that LA
a,
shit.
A reality TV. Yeah.
I want three act outs.
A reality TV crew and a producer walk into a bar. Wait, hold. Let me start over. Reset. I need you to stay still and get the lights on over here. All right. A reality TV producer and a camera crew walk into. Hold for sound. We're going to start over. A reality TV producer and a... Hold on. The camera crew wasn't ready. Go again. A reality TV producer and a... Flight talent. Go again. Reset. There you go. That's why.
That's what it was.
Because every fucking... It's supposed to be reality, and then every day it's like, all right, stop, go, sit now, perfect. We got it framed, go.
Right.
And now the drunk guy you were supposed to talk to, who is actually interesting, is passed out or gone.
Right.
So you're making up this bullshit conversation with the fucking bartender who's not an actor. So
right.
He doesn't understand why he's got to keep repeating himself
right.
over and over again in the moment.
It gets
awkward. Then Jay and I are actually drinking, and then the problem is these fucking dipshit reality TV producers think they're funny.
Right.
So they're constantly interrupting you when you're about to say something actually great because you're a comedian and you understand how timing and momentum and pacing work and you're building up, and then they jot in and go like, oh my God, but seriously, he said something about like an iPhone. Maybe you can be like, no, a Mi phone. And like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
There was one bar in LA where they sat an actual priest and an actual rabbi next to us because they thought we would be like, a priest and a rabbi walk into a bar? No fucking way. And once we realized that, we just said, no, fuck your joke. We just had a serious conversation about religion.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but they cut it all out.
Of course.
The show was pure goddamn torture. We had Burr on, for example. We had a bunch of great comedians on. We had Burr
again,
as a guest.
Something I wasn't fucking invited on. Yeah.
No, we did try to get you.
Well, you did?
We did. We shot a New York episode, his first season.
And what happened?
They said that you couldn't be got. We had a list of New York guys, and you were on the list, and they said you were not available.
Well, I'm 29 years sober, so.
There you go. That probably helps.
I could have had tea.
Yeah.
Could have been tea. The bit, though, right?
We had, they have coffee in bars.
Well, we had Burr on at this bar in L.A., and he's telling us all these fucking... He's telling us this story about how much he used to drink when he was a younger comedian. It's funny. And then the fucking... producer interrupts and they're like, this is great, but it's got to be more about the bar. So like the bar is mahogany. Like ask Bill, like, what does he feel about like mahogany, like wood bars? I'm like, I'm not asking Bill fucking Burr what he thinks about mahogany.
Yeah,
we're gonna continue letting him tell the story. It was just pure torture.
You're brutal.
All right, let me ask a question. Yeah. Was it as torturous as that story you just told?
No. Because here's the
show's not on, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not on
anymore. Yeah, because if it was still on, you wouldn't be fucking.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. You can't even make a funny story out of that. That's how.
Well, I know, dude.
Was.
Yeah, look, reality TV is overproduced. It's fucking garbage.
I gotta go.
All right, listen, we gotta wrap it up. Let's real quick. Let's do this. What do you got?
That's it.
That's it. That's no, it. Nothing in the chat. Nothing. Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. What do you got, Harrison?
You can check out Twitter at Harrison Comedy. My website harrisongreenbaum.com. I'm at the Cellar regularly.
Okay.
Headlining the Players Theater.
Awesome.
Monday, November 30th.
That's great.
So come check that out.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
What do you got, Chris?
January 26th, you could see me at the Patrice O'Neill benefit.
are you really?
No. That would have been how fucking mad would you have been?
I didn't even know him,
and I'm fucking doing a spot.
Hey, I don't even want to do it. I just want to invite to the backstage. Hey, I know you're one of his best. You motherfucker.
My plus one's taken already.
Fuck it. Go ahead.
And I got ChrisDComedy.com. That's my website.
My fucking one of my best friends ever. I'm on the fucking outs. Fucking guy with a hat is his new best friend.
Fucking shit.
Good for you. Good for you.
Fuck.
That's good for you. Good for you!
I'll fucking be...
Fucking Christ.
I got nothing until 2016, so just go on ChristyComedy.com, Christy Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, all that.
What do you got, buddy?
Doing a bunch of open mics.
What the fuck happened here? Been a fucking ball of energy since you know about, mama.
No,
were you doing an act out this whole show?
Act out. Upcoming season of Ari's show on Comedy Central.
This is not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I got invited. I got to text him back. He invited me to do the Village Underground, not the televised version. I get the fucking
the warm up.
Well, you know what?
Can you tell a holiday story though? Christmas story? Yeah, I've done it before.
That's the thing. See, I've seen a lot of guys on his show who are like great comedians. Like, I could tell a story, and they can't. Don't work, they don't know how to do it. But
I know how to tell a story.
I believe you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, if you ever get a storytelling show on television,
probably.
If anybody gets in, can I just get into the club?
Yeah, you're in.
Can I get into the fucking club?
What club?
Whatever club it is.
We're in your club. We got your.
Yeah,
I know. That's the thing. Club. That's why I had to create this.
You see, look how good it is.
Yeah. I needed my own network because they wouldn't have got on a fucking network.
This is a great party to be at.
Chairs. You got water.
We got water.
This chair's
coffee.
Got a rag. I got this chair from IKEA, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh.
Somebody had asked me.
I built it. It was very good.
It's a great party.
Nice. I thought I developed a show earlier on.
Go to my website, SeanOliverPatton.com. I'm on Twitter and all that shit.
Thanks for coming on.
Is your middle name in your domain name?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Oliver. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because I don't like the Sean Patton comedy. I don't like the comedy. Right. Of a goddamn
like
website.
Chris D comedy?
I mean, no offense.
I had to because ChrisDiStefano.com was taken already.
Hey, no more fucking hand gestures.
Okay.
Just talk into the microphone I gave you.
Yeah, what are you doing this year? What are you doing this?
I was trying to protect the image of the show. Like, I was trying to signal like, the chat's a little light right now.
Well, no, don't say that. You're a fucking idiot. I mean, you don't what is it, fucking black or white with you? Just say, hey.
I'm brown.
Where's the rag?
Just say fucking, no, there's no more questions.
That's all I'm saying.
You're the guy, you use the word light. When you talk about a girl's pussy, you would say steamy rather than hot. Use the wrong words. I don't know.
Steamy pussy.
Look at that steamy.
What do you got, Chris, besides beautiful hair?
Just Chris Coppa. At Chris Coppa on Twitter, at ChrisCoppa.com.
Can you have a little more self-esteem?
I was like, I'll do my fucking .com. Then it was like, the Twitter. And I was like, right in the middle. Just at Chris Coppa.
Deepa, what do you got?
You can just check out my website, twitch.tv/R2Deepu. All the links to all my different social medias there.
R2Deepu.
I love that. It's
fucking great.
I like that.
That's it.
I like it, too.
Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving, everybody.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners, all the fans, all you guys who download the show every week on audio and watch it on. We got a nice big fan base on YouTube now, which is really growing every week. And that's from you guys. Please hit the subscribe button and the like button. There's one guy that hits the dislike button every week. you're just going to a certain place in hell.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you listen to the show and are actually going, I don't like this. You're just a cunt.
There is one guy from the UK, though, that does write nice things every week.
Yeah.
So thank him.
Yeah, thank you. It'd be better if you had his name. But
Anadin.
Nigel.
So, awesome, man. I want to thank all you fans. I want you guys to have a safe holiday. Enjoy your food and enjoy your family. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Go to my website. Chris is going to read some of my dates right now. But go to RobertKellyLive.com. My acting reel's up there. You want to see my chops?
Boom.
Maybe you get a show that you can invite me to or a benefit.
Yeah.
Or maybe a documentary about one of your close friends that I could be in. if you could actually, go there. And I'm going to have a mailing list soon, so I want you to join that. Chris, what do I got?
December 3rd, 4th, 5th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. Timonium, Maryland.
Yeah.
December 10th, 11th, 12th, Side Splitters in Tampa.
Boom, I love that.
Check it out.
Get your tickets.
And then the beginning of January 8th, 9th, you're at the Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Bam, love it.
Boom.
Awesome. Okay. Boom. So thank you for listening to the show. You guys are the best fans of the world. I'm glad to be back. We'll be back next Tuesday with a live show, maybe day, maybe night, who knows. I'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening.
Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.